Good afternoon, I'm Tyler Danberg. Instead of the last home game of the year, Ohio State Football Senior Day will be held before week one against Ball State. Game themes include the helmet stripe September 19th versus Kent State, Hall of Fame weekend September 26th versus Illinois, homecoming October 10th versus Maryland, and the military appreciation game November 14th against Northwestern. Fans are asked to wear the same color as the team's uniforms, which will be announced the day prior. In addition to the team's scarlet and white combos, the Buckeyes will wear all black tunnel vision unis. Baseball tonight, Reds greet the Marlins at 6:10, Guardians host the Padres at 7:10, and in golf, round two of the FedEx St. Jude Championship, Sung J.M. and Scotty Scheffler share the lead at 8-under. This update is brought to you by Roosters. Roosters is giving away 12 ultimate Buckeye experiences. Tickets, sideline passes, and trips to a Buckeye first-round postseason game. Register today at roosterswings.com.
You're about to enter a land of audio delight so awesome that you'll drop all important obligations to get your daily fix. Even Marconi, inventor of the radio, couldn't have imagined the pleasures that are about to invade you.
Oh, yes.
Try as you might, there's no escape. Let's begin.
How? Good afternoon.
This is Common Man and Timmy.
Doing good, Mike.
Featuring Panama Ted.
Too hot.
With special guests, Nicole Sheeran.
Yeah, dog.
Jen Winters.
I will kick you in the junk.
Jeff Rimmer.
I will be around to haunt you forever.
And Chris Collinsworth.
I mean, are you kidding me?
Broadcasting live from the corner of Cracky and Sacky.
Excuse me.
Here's Common Man and Timmy.
They don't know what the f*** they're doing.
Happy Friday. Welcome in. Hello, good, clean boy.
Hello, Common Man.
I am super excited for this show today.
Okay,
yes,
good,
I am,
good.
Because it's Go to Jail Friday, which we do every single Friday. Please send us your jailbirds at Man and Timmy 971 on X. Text the burner phone, 614-787-3093. Email us, goodcleanboy@gmail.com. I'm excited to stand and judge people today, but I'm also excited for Music Appreciation Friday.
That's a second big thing.
There's only a few more weeks left of that.
That's
before
right.
Football season is upon us.
We're taking this up to Ohio State football season, and that's, you know, high school football season starts next week, and then a couple weeks after that, the Buckeyes are going to be playing.
And then at 5 o'clock today, hide your kids, hide your wife. Timmy Eats a Burger. The first installment of Timmy Eats a Burger. And if you're watching live on YouTube, we will have video to go with the audio. And, of course, if you can't catch it live, it'll be up there for replay as well. But I hope you're here at 5 o'clock for the live experience.
Well, I'll be. Don't actually hide your kids or hide your wife. Go find them. Sit them in front of the radio or in front of the screen, however you're watching or listening, and you're going to get hungry. I guarantee you're going to be going out either tonight, tomorrow, or Sunday for lunch to go get a burger meal. I know. I know it. I know it's going to happen.
I'll be your crying shoulder.
I'll be the greatest man in your life or fan of your life. Greatest man in your life.
I think it's fan.
Fan?
Yeah.
Fan of your life?
We had our last listener get together, at least the last one that we have scheduled here at the radio station last night. Had five good clean boys and girls came with a guest of their choice. We had some pizza. We did some rapping. We talked. About philosophical things, about stupid things. Took a little tour of the TV studio.
You reckon to think how many lives we're ruining by having people over and giving them access to us for just 1 hour?
I mean,
the damage that we're doing?
You're aware that we talk to thousands of people and we rot their brains on a daily basis.
I get it.
We're making them dumber every day.
I get it, but you know. It's different than when you meet somebody in person. You're with them in the flesh. It's a little more jarring when you get to like see it up close.
Hey man,
unfiltered.
I think they had a good time, even if they hated us. Right? They got a lovely tour of the 10 TV newsroom.
And who was touring them?
Yolanda Harris was giving them the tour.
Yolanda was there, but the lovely Nicole Sheeran was offering up her time. That was very cool.
Think about
that. She was showing people around the new podcast studio, the TV studio.
Hey, Peter Jennings is here. Let me take you on a tour. That was the same thing. Yolanda's here.
Just like that. Yeah, Dan Rather was over there.
Let me tell you something. Mm-hmm. Yolanda is Dan Rather in Columbus.
She is.
She's Columbus Dan Rather.
Yeah, I know. We
better
had
looking than
stars.
Dan,
stars were out.
Oh, the stars.
The stars.
Yeah,
the stars. Yeah. Our guys, our 10 TV crew was here for him.
We had football last night. Joe Burrow played a couple series. Did you watch any of that?
I didn't watch much of that because I wanted to get some eyes on the Field of Dreams game and check that out. But I know we had a full slate of NFL preseason action as well. And I did check into what Cincy was doing. Got a couple of series in. And
of course, we...
Big night last night.
It was fine. He had a couple drives and... You know, took a sack. Anytime your quarterback gets hit in the preseason, you just have a little turtle head popping out. But it looked fine, you know. One field goal drive out of the two drives that Joe Burrow started. Ja'Marr Chase got some minutes out there. Of course, other teams started up last night, too. I saw the Steelers were playing. How do I know the Steelers were playing? Because we're all overreacting to Drew Aller today.
I was going
to
say, I don't want to do anything about the Cincinnati Bengals if we're going to do something about the Steelers, which I'm not going to do. So, look, I think the preseason is good, and I'm a believer in it. I think you just need to get some reps. I know a guy like Aaron Rodgers will say what he's going to say. And for someone that's been in the game
for
20 years,
I
also understand that side of it.
I love crapping on Aaron Rodgers for a variety of things. I'm not going to crap on him for that.
No, I was going to say the same thing. It's for certain people, you don't need it. But... if Aaron Rodgers was as old as he is and still felt a certain type of positive way about the preseason, I wouldn't have any issues with that either. I'd say I get that. That's someone that wants to go through practice mode, believes in practicing well, transfers over into playing well. And even if it's just a couple of series, like I think that that's whatever veterans decide to do. And if that's their process and it's worked for them, then go ahead and do it, because you can just as well get injured in a camp rep. We've seen it all over. Even though you are trying to lay off and not hit the quarterback, seeing it in these clips from Hard Knocks, who's the Seahawks coach? Oh, Mike McDonald. That's right. You don't know me, but I'm your brother. He's yelling at their $50 million guaranteed linebacker, Derek Hall, because he's going too hard around the edge and risking bumping into Sam Darnold.
Yeah.
He's like, you can complain about it all you want, buddy, but last I looked, I was running the practice. Stop getting so close. And he's like, what do you want me to do? Like, you want me to go hard? He's like, yes, but then stop going hard when you get too close to Sam Darnold.
You can trip and
you can
fall
roll into him
and roll into his knee, and then it's all done.
You could say, oh, well, I was just going hard, and we'd say, well, hope that was worth it, because now our season's over. You know, so you have to be careful, and I do get, like you said, going into two series, if you're Joey B, you can take a sack. So you shouldn't be taking a real sack in camp, but things can still happen, non-contact injuries. Go out there and just get ready the best way you need to.
So we had the gathering last night. I went home, watched a little football. I didn't get to watch much of the Field of Dreams game live. I went back and watched it. Did you enjoy the whole production there with the old-timers coming out of the corn and Kevin Costner doing the narration?
I really did. We had the conversation about it yesterday, and, you know, my thoughts are my thoughts. And if you missed yesterday's show, it was, you can always check it out on podcast. You guys know that. Brought to you by our friends at Care Heating and Cooling. But I was just wondering if we need to do this with all things. Sure, like there was always going to be that opportunity out in Dyersville, Iowa, where the movie set just stayed pristine, and then it became a tourist attraction. And then you're like, okay, we can turn this into a cool youth sports type of thing. We can get some tournaments out here. We can stimulate the local economy a little bit. Can build up some more restaurants and shops that are Field of Dreams themed. You can do all that stuff. And then you take another step and Major League Baseball comes in. And I was wrestling. I said I was wrestling. I wasn't sure how I felt. I think I'd rather it would have just stayed put and nothing was ever there, and it just stays empty, and you go and take the trip with your dad, with your son, whoever.
Yeah, the diamond stays there,
diamond
obviously, just like they had in the movie.
But I meant, like, you know, nothing. Like, put nothing around it ever.
That's what it was when I went there about 20 years ago. The field was there. The house was there. You couldn't walk up to the house. There was a fence, because people still lived in the house.
Could you get on the porch swing at all?
No. You couldn't approach the house.
But now you can.
But you could walk into corn. You could, you know, sit on the bleachers. You could do a lot of stuff. They had one little tiny souvenir shack. Wasn't even a building.
But otherwise remained.
Yeah, it was
just like that.
Just like the movie.
And look, what's done is done. I didn't have a say in it, right? Like, they went, they're going to do. They didn't call. Like, most people should. Just call or ask. We'll give you the advice about this. What you should do. No, leave it alone. It's going to be cooler that way. But they're doing what they do. And I do think, like, as far as doing this goes, it's pretty cool. The stadium's not too big. It just has bleachers around third base side to first base side. It's what, like 7,000 or 8,000 seats. It's permanently done. The overhead shots are beautiful. It's very cool. Having the players like walk out of the corn and then having 26 Hall of Famers walk out of the corn. I'd be lying to you if I said I didn't get teary eyed just a little bit, just because the music is playing. It's that score from the movie. That's as much as anything, the dialogue. But when you combine that with you're there at the setting,
James Horner.
Little James Horner,
I believe that's
sat in the corner.
The composer, isn't it, James Horner?
That's a good call. That's a good guess.
You think the old timers?
Is he the same guy that did Hoosiers?
I don't know. Mm. You think the old timers, when they're out in the corn, they have a little sense of their own mortality? It's like, well, am I dead?
Yeah.
Do you have that moment where you're like, am I dead now?
Maybe
I'm just standing out in the corn. I'm still alive, and I'm gonna emerge from the corn, and I'll sew it back to my family. Everything's okay. But there's got to be that split second where you wonder if you're dead.
Am I experiencing what James Earl Jones experienced when he disappeared into the corn? When he went from alive to dead, maybe back to alive to tell the story about it. But all those other ghost baseball players that were making that walk just to play again. And if you had a special connection to that movie, think of how that feels as one of those ball players to be a part of that. So I was thinking a lot about that, too.
I bet you a lot of those ball players have never even seen the damn movie.
You know what? You're probably right.
Didn't understand the significance of it.
I'm sure there are some, yeah. But again, it's like you said, maybe doing this will help preserve that movie and pass that along to some people that
I think that might not have checked it out. That the movie doesn't die. That new traditions are built. They already announced that they're going to do this again next year. Field of Dreams game, and I like it. We talked to Jason Stark about it before. He thought maybe it needed to travel around to different spots, not do the Field of Dreams game every single year. I like the every year,
no,
the
I
annual
think it could.
Aspect
yeah, for just,
of it.
For just one
if
game.
If you're going to build a facility there, I like the old-timey feel to it. I would have taken it a step further and just done, like, you know, organ music for the entire game.
I'm with you. But you know what? It had me when Cal Ripken was a part of it. When he was one of the Hall of Famers that walked out there. Perez was there, Teddy. Did you see? They had one of the Reds Hall of Famers there.
I did not see.
No.
Tony Perez?
Yeah. He was out there looking pretty good.
That.
Some of the younger guys, too. Some of the new inductees. But
Teddy was too busy
good
watching
wide range.
Jack Reacher again.
Oh, he's the other three episodes aren't even out yet.
Something else debuted yesterday. One of my favorite things in the world. I'll tell you what it is coming up next. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got a 10-minute delay due to a vehicle fire that's blocking the right lane on northbound 71 at Hudson Street. It's going to be stop and go from 670. We also have a crash causing delay on Groveport Road at Gender Road. This report is sponsored by your local Rood Air Conditioning Pro Partners. Is your house hotter than sitting on a metal bench at your kid's July baseball tournament? Get out with the old and in with the Rood this summer. Trust the local pros on a high-efficiency AC system from Rood to protect your home plate every time. Find a certified Rood Pro Partner at RoodColumbus.com. RUUDColumbus.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Degenerate gamblers deep middle at Scotty Vegas every Sunday morning at 9 for On the Money.
Presented by Krieger Ford, your best bet for a new car or truck. Visit Krieger Ford on Morse Road today or go online at KriegerFord.com.
Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
Rain chances are much, much lower for the rest of the day. We'll actually probably see some peaks of sunshine out there as well. Humid still, though, with highs in the lower 80s. Slight chance of a shower or storm overnight, otherwise partly cloudy skies, upper 60s. Watching for another chance of showers and storms on Saturday. Looks like the best chance is going to be later in the day. Humid, highs in the mid-80s. For The Fan, I'm 10 Weather Impact meteorologist Justin Gertz.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
The number one pizza expert and the number four college basketball expert at the radio station.
Just from looking at your clothes and weight, I can tell you all watch a lot of free network television.
This is Man and Timmy.
Happy Friday. This dumb show brought to you by the Hinderer Motor Company. It's Go to Jail Friday. Get in touch with us. Burner phone 614-787-3093. Email us goodcleanboy@gmail.com. You have a little...
We don't have to be in jail anymore because
Coca-Cola Classic? We
got fresh pop. We're not slinging up old nasty pop anymore. So no jail for us.
Ooh,
maybe. Oh, you ain't getting no coke then.
I love a cold pop. You know what came out yesterday? You know what debuted yesterday?
What debuted yesterday?
The ESPN college football matchup predictor.
Oh, you mean the one when Holtman's Buckeye program was going down the tubes?
Same.
It still had them winning every game by 60%, 65%.
Proprietary formula. We don't know what it is. It's a secret.
We're not going to show it to you.
The secret herbs and spices, but... Of course, they do it for football season and basketball season. So I have the entire Buckeye schedule here very quickly. I'm going to shock you by saying Ohio State is going to win the Ball State game. The probability of that is 99%.
That's what I was going to guess. Yeah, let me take a stab at each of these because I haven't looked at
week two against Texas.
Okay, I'm going to say...
On the road at Texas.
I'm going to say Buckeyes 52%.
Texas 53.7%.
Damn it.
Is what they have. Now, this is fluid. It will move from day to day, even if a game is not being played. Kent State. What do you think for Kent State?
99
is correct. Illinois here.
Let's go 82.
It's a little higher than I thought it would be. It's 95.4%.
Wow.
Now, I don't think they're going to lose that game.
No, neither do I, but I would just think a little bit of respect for a quality Big Ten opponent.
95.4%. Then you go on the road, October 3rd, Iowa City. What do you think?
That one I'm going to say 64%.
87.6%. Jeez. Ohio State.
Okay, I'm going to calibrate now. I see what this computer's doing now. I'm going to recalibrate.
Home against Maryland.
97.6%. All right.
I give Mike Locksley a fighting chance.
All right.
On the road at Indiana. Now, again, I want to remind you of who won the national championship last year. I also want to remind you of where this game is. I also want to remind you...
That you're a man.
What the hell was I going to say?
I don't know. You're trying to make me believe that this one could be a Indiana over the top. I'm going to say Buckeyes 49%.
They have Ohio State 60.8%.
Wow, I'm
60.8% to win that game in Bloomington.
Terrible job at this.
I got to tell you know who else doesn't believe in Indiana this year? Nicole Sherin. Like, she's given him no credit whatsoever.
Was she not like, who is she? Was she smack talking the quarterback? Is that who she was smack talking?
She was smack talking the quarterback because.
She had like the inside scoop.
No, here's
like
Nicole's inside scoop.
Connections.
She has a friend who's friends with
Josh Hoover's friend.
Josh Hoover's sister. And Josh Hoover's sister
says,
I don't know about this year. I don't know.
Yeah.
So the sister. Said indirectly through other people.
Through two friends.
That Josh Hoover is going to suck.
She said, I don't know about this guy.
Yeah.
So
Nicole's going with that.
He's got like close to 100 touchdown passes.
Can I tell you why she's downplaying that game? Because she's going to a wedding that weekend. She's going to miss it.
She
doesn't want to admit to herself that's one of the biggest games of the year.
That is what she's doing.
Yes, that's what she's doing.
That's pretty dumb. Well, Nicole, you're going to a wedding and you're missing one of the biggest games of the college football season. So you should, occasionally just say no to going to some of these weddings.
No, we can't do that.
She's gone to like 30 weddings since we've known her.
They're my best friends.
You can't have that many best friends. It's impossible.
Let me tell you what she's doing. Let me tell you how she's doing this weekend. She's going to a wedding in Atlanta. Peace up, A-Town. What? She's going down there. And then after the wedding, which is on Saturday, so on Sunday, she's doing like a couple's shower for the next wedding.
So she's hosting a couple's shower.
She's going there for a wedding. And then on Sunday, the day after that wedding, she's getting ready. She's getting prepped for the next wedding that she's got to go to. When does it end?
Never.
It's a good thing about not having friends.
Where was I?
You were after Indiana.
Yes. USC on the road, October 24th. What do you think?
Buckeyes, 84%.
75%.
75.
75%. Then it's Oregon here.
Here.
I was surprised at this number. This is Halloween here.
Surprised.
I was surprised. Look.
70% Buckeyes win.
71.6%. Teddy, are you 71.6% sure? I mean, obviously this is all going to change, but as we sit here right now, looking at what Oregon is and what we think they're going to be and looking at what we are you 71.6% sure Buckeyes win that game?
No, I'd be closer to the 50% mark.
Yeah, I think I'd be maybe 60%, maybe 58%, something like that.
Yeah, high 50s, yes. You're more like the coin flip. Like if we played 10 times, we win 5 or 6 of them. It's kind of what you're
thinking.
Probably
6, I think.
70 is like we win 7 out of 10. So I guess it's not that far off, but yeah. I'm not quite as hot as 71%.
Oregon's really good.
I know. They're one of the sought-after teams this college football season. Everybody is putting their money on them that thinks they have a good shot to win the title.
All right. Then we have Northwestern at home.
Home.
What do you think?
97%.
97.4. Good job. All right. Nebraska on the road. This is the game before Michigan. A lot of people are looking at this, and we use the term trap game.
Okay, but it's Nebraska, so I'm going to go.
I understand, but they've struggled there in the past.
I'm going to go 84%.
89.4%.
Okay.
And then team up north. Here.
Here.
All bets are off. Kyle Whittingham, first time in this game.
76%.
86.1%. 86. So the only time the Buckeyes are not favored in the matchup predictor on ESPN is week 2 at Austin, and that's a slim margin, 53.7% in favor of Texas.
11 out of the 12 regular season games we are favored in.
Look,
this does nothing for me as far as cooling me down.
No.
Bringing a calm over me. I do not think that we're going to run the table in this regular season, and I don't think that that's going to be a killer for us. It's not. I'm not sitting here saying, I'm not going to do like Nicole said to me the other day, I want the team to lose. I want a loss. I'm not going that far. I just know that this is real life, and there's going to be some issues. I think we can sometimes get bogged down because we're singing the praises a lot, and they give us such great access over there, which is awesome. Like they do a good job of like letting the media do what they do and cover the team, because I think they're smart enough to know right now that puts out a pretty good word about their football program. But I also think we can get blinded and think, oh, we're too good. Like, how could we predict this team to lose a game in a given week? Like, that's hard to do when you chop it down week by week. But you look at that schedule, man, that stretch in the middle, too. Take out the Texas game. And then that stretch in the middle there.
Absolutely.
That starts with Illinois and then ends with Oregon? My goodness.
We don't have to start it with Illinois. We can start it in Iowa City the week after that. We are at Iowa. Then you
got the Maryland
the reprieve,
game, but whatever.
The bye week against Maryland, but then it's Indiana, USC, Oregon.
And then Indiana and USC are on the road. Iowa's on the road. You know?
I know.
Texas is on the road.
I know.
It's going to be hard.
Have you been following this story with Rasheem Biles? He's the Texas linebacker. He's a local dude. Is he a Pitt guy? Pickerington guy?
Yes.
Anyway.
Let's talk about this.
He's a transfer. He played at Pitt.
Pitt?
And there was some thought that maybe he'd come in here, come back home this offseason. He didn't. And he's making some news by saying, I don't want to be no Buckeye, which is fine. But there's another layer to this, too, that people aren't really talking about. We will, though, because we're professionals. Coming up in 2 minutes. Colin Mann and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
Keep an eye out for a disabled vehicle that's on southbound 71 on the north side at 270. And there's a 15-minute delay due to a crash in the right lane on eastbound 70 on the east side after Miller. It is stop and go from the 71 east split. This report is sponsored by AAA Tire and Auto Service. Prepare for the cooler weather ahead at your local AAA Tire and Auto Service. Their fall maintenance package includes an oil change, tire rotation, windshield wiper replacement, and more for just $119.99. Offer valid through August 31st. See store for details. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Track.
And Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
We interrupt Office Ping Pong to bring you an immature radio show.
Oh, God.
This is Common Man and Timmy.
What are your plans at 5 o'clock? I'm asking that rhetorically to the people.
I think we know what they should be. You need to be right here because it's the very first edition of Timmy Eats a Burger. We're going all over Columbus. I'm taking requests as well. So you can throw one to the email, goodcleanboy@gmail.com. But the first one is going to be today at 5 o'clock, audio and video, for those of you that like to watch the show live on YouTube.
I don't care if your mother calls you on the phone and says, Grandma's dead. Come right away. Can I tell you something? She'll still be dead at 6 when the show is over.
She wants you to watch this.
Right. She wants you to watch Timmy Eats a Burger. Like as a matter of fact, she died of anticipation.
Yeah, she did. She did. She was hanging out with Flossie Dickey, and things got a little nuts. Flossie's going to watch, but it's you don't take your game off after a loved one dies. They want you to go out there and play, right? Because it brings you joy. Burgers bring you joy. You're going to watch this.
Rasheem Biles, linebacker over at Texas. He is second team all ACC from his time at Pitt. He was asked if he ever considered coming here.
Because we wanted this guy. We talked about this guy in the transfer portal market.
Yeah, I mean, he was
available.
He was a three-star guy coming out of high school, and I don't think he was really seriously recruited by Ohio State, and maybe there's some grudges there. That's certainly possible, but I'm going to give you another layer of this, too. But here's the quote from Rasheem Biles. I don't really have a relationship with them. They called and stuff, but I ain't want to stay in Columbus for real, if I'm being honest. When I made my list and stuff, I told my mom, I ain't really trying to be in Columbus. I ain't trying to be a Buckeye. They ain't want me out of high school, and I was right there. There's no point in trying to get me now. You feel me? I do feel you.
I feel that.
No one understands
their own.
Holding a grudge like me.
Yeah, I know. Spite's good.
I think it's good. I think spite is good. I approve spite. People always say, turn the other cheek, live your best life. That's the revenge. Now get out of here. Sometimes it's good to hate someone for some sort of perceived slight even in the past. But let me give you another wrinkle to this story.
What's the second part about this?
The mom that he's talking about there has also been indicted on fraud charges locally. Her name is Rashida.
Indicted.
42 years old, of Pickerington, is charged with Medicaid fraud and theft in connection with Reset Tomorrow, a Columbus behavioral health program for children that she owns and operates. Apparently, if I'm reading this properly, so she owns this behavioral clinic, I guess, for children.
Which is kind of a nonprofit type of clinic.
Well, but what she does,
she helps
is
run it.
When the children come, she will then bill Medicaid so that she can get reimbursed
for her services. A little bit more than she should.
But she's billing for services that she's not providing. I know in the past, sometimes they just sort of make up patients and give fake names. Oh, Johnny McGillicuddy was here. And that turns out that wasn't even a person. But they are alleging that she stole from Medicaid between November of 23 and October of 25 over $400,000.
Dear God.
This is not an insignificant amount.
Insignificant?
If she's found guilty of this, she's going to prison, not jail,
probably like a 10-year sentence or so.
I don't know.
Or more.
If that's why he ain't want to come to Columbus?
I don't know.
Mom's in some trouble.
It's interesting how we find this out. This wasn't anything that some journalist cracked, right? We're reading this right from the OAG.gov.
This is the Ohio Attorney General website.
Yeah, this is straight from the office.
Other people were indicted as well in this. They're alleging that total... Here's the thing, though. Everybody else who's indicted, like Dorica Carter, they say that she stole like $6,600.
Six grand.
Carol Willis stole $4,500. Yvette Woodall stole... $83,000. Sasi Kanza, $53,000. And then another woman, $5,100.
Rashida
Biles is the big fish
here. She's the big fish of this bunch here. So this is definitely some kind of targeted approach that the office has been working on for a considerable amount of time. They do the back work, right? They do the investigating, and then they have their stuff. So now they're issuing the arrests. So... she's going to have to answer for this. I mean, they know where she lives, certainly. You're just going to go right over there, issue the paper.
Oh, hello.
Yeah. That's, and you're coming with us. I don't know if it's a straight you come with us or if it's like here you're summoned for, you know, the courts this time.
I would also like to point out that Rashida Biles is younger than you and me both. So.
Not me.
Congratulations.
Just you.
How old are you?
The same. Let's just say that 42? I'm
42?
Yeah.
All right. Fernando Mendoza.
I'm feeling 42.
He had his first go around with the Raiders last night. He was all right.
We don't know yet.
He was asked what he thinks of the Las Vegas Strip. He had a nice analogy. Would you like to hear it? Please say yes.
Yes.
I've been there once or twice, but I haven't really experienced the Strip. It's like a boogeyman. A lot of people talk about the Strip like you don't want to go there. It's like when you're a kid, you're trick-or-treating. And then there's the haunted house. You're not trying to go over there.
Right. But is he saying it like kind of with his hands and, you know, like someone's got the Jason mask on. You go through that haunted trail and the guy's got like a fake knife and he's running after you. It's kind of like the Strip. You know, I mean, we're all about ball. We're all about family. And being together, I can't really go out there by the Bellagio fountains, have guys handing me porno flyers, expect to be ready for their first game.
They're hitting them in the palm of their hands.
Hey, here's a porno flyer.
Come see Desiree tonight.
Here's an escort service. Come see Lenexa tonight. Like, no, I got to be in the facility.
He was then asked what he does for fun when he's in Las Vegas. He says, Las Vegas is one of the entertainment capitals of the world, but I have a job to do, and it's football.
I don't
have anybody that relies on me, if that makes sense. So I can just be psycho about football. And then every once in a while, on an off day or night, I can go to a movie and watch Spider-Man or The Odyssey or something. He said, in Vegas, there's a lot to do. And sometimes it can be seen as activities that wouldn't be supporting a healthy football lifestyle. See Johnny Manziel. But there are different things that you can go see and do that aren't degenerative activities, per se.
Like Cirque du Soleil?
There are some great restaurants, but I'm probably not going to be playing blackjack till late at night.
Is this still him talking?
That's still him talking, yeah.
Jeez.
He gave a very thoughtful, thorough answer, and I appreciate
that. Fernando Mendoza.
I appreciate it.
Do you expect anything
less?
He's
spending time updating his LinkedIn page.
I like him. You like him?
As a player?
I like him. You know who he is?
I don't think he's going to be very good as a player.
He's the playing version of Tyler Danberg. As Fernando Mendoza. That's a compliment. That's about the biggest compliment I can pay.
But,
he is that
Danberg
good and that clean.
Teeters on obnoxiously clean.
And
obnoxiously nice.
We're going to get him.
Where he has just a nice thing to say about anybody. You try and trip him up by just bringing up somebody that's universally hated. And then he'll come and say, but actually I've heard that he's actually a pretty nice guy if you get to know him.
OJ?
OJ?
Oh,
yeah.
My dad had lunch with OJ once. Said he was great.
Too bad about the murders, though. But other than that.
But I mean, he wasn't convicted.
He was a good guy.
I mean, I know he said.
In civil court, he was convicted. But that's not real.
I know
conviction.
He did some of the, like, if I was going to do it, I would have done it like this. But no, you know, I almost got him. I've been trying to sort of lay the groundwork to get him to snap. So what I've been doing this week is I've been.
But when he snaps, is that going to be like he comes in the office with an AK-47 type of snap?
Possibly.
Okay.
But what I did. I was trying to throw my weight around by kicking him out of his edit booth by saying, like, oh, you know, I really really would like to, you know, do some editing here before the show starts.
Yeah,
all the studios are full, and you know, I kind of would tap like you'll do to me sometimes. You just tap on the glass and just stare through the glass. We have this edit bay that's like right across the way from our studio here. We can just sit in and cut sound, record an update or whatever. And I kid, like he's been in there for an hour or so, like cutting sound, and I'll go and I'll say, Tyler, got any other places where you can work on this? I really, really need to get in there and do some work. And he'll say, Oh, sure, sure.
I can go out to my car. I'll take my laptop out to the car.
Whatever you need. And I'll say, no. Like, no, please, just stay.
Man, I can't hook up to the Wi-Fi out in the parking lot, but I'll run a cable.
Just stay right here. I'll say, I'm going to need this by 2:00, Tyler. And if you're not out, there's going to be hell to pay.
You did not say that to him.
He said, okay. And then he kind of went down a little bit. Just a scotch, just a tiny bit, to where I could sort of like see things going on behind his eyes.
What does it say about us that we're taking a good, clean, pure entity,
trying to make him into Harvey Dent,
and just
trying to make him into Two-Face?
Right? Why? Yeah. Why are we doing this?
Because we're sick.
Right?
We're sick.
We're
men.
Like the two old men in Trading Places.
Yeah,
we're screwing with his life for a dollar.
For $1.
$1. All right, go to jail. Coming up next, Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
Watch for some slowdown due to a crash on Groveport Road at Gender Road. And keep an eye out for a disabled vehicle that's on westbound 270's off-ramp to US 28 on the North Outer Belt. This report is sponsored by NJM Insurance. If you dread dealing with your insurance more than you dread build-it-yourself furniture with extremely vague instructions, what are these hieroglyphics? Then you might have insuranoia. You should have NJM Insurance. They go to great lengths to do what's best for their policyholders. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Old days when people live to be 40. You only had one option for listening to your favorite show. But now, ooh, baby, radio, podcast, The Fan app, and YouTube. Ooh, just to name a few. Live or on demand. You have no excuses. The Fan. Where can you listen to the number one ranked Ohio State Buckeyes? On Columbus's number one station. Your home of the Buckeyes. The Fan.
Our favorite basketball players are Leaky Black and Grady Dick.
That is childish nonsense.
You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
I want to talk to you about my friends at Universal Windows Direct. Do you want to give your house a facelift without a total remodel? You know what does that?
Who doesn't?
New windows. Not only is it economical because you're going to get a better seal with the new windows and you can save money on your electricity bills, all that, but it's going to look beautiful both inside and outside your home. And why Universal Windows Direct? Here's why. Because you buy 4 windows, you get 4 free. I'm not a genius. That's like half off. Plus 48 months of 0% interest financing, same as cash. I'm not a genius, but that's 4 years.
Mm.
I want you to give them a call today, 614-502-5220. UniversalWindowsDirect.com. Like me, you'll be saying, I love my windows. Go to jail.
He's the judge, jury, and executioner. Timmy Hall says, go to jail.
Sponsored by Metal Supermarkets. Visit MetalSupermarkets.com/Columbus for all your metal needs.
All right, so watching some of the baseball last night, talked about that. And after an inning or so, I got the gist of it, right? I wanted to see like what the Field of Dreams on Netflix was like. That's what we're talking about off the top of the show, guys. So I got the setting. I got the intro. I wasn't going to watch the whole 9 innings of play. I just wanted to see it all, and I accomplished it. And I knew that Field of Dreams was in Netflix. So it doesn't take much for me. That got me in the mood. Watched some of the game. Then I wanted to settle in and watch the movie.
Good for you.
Right?
Did you watch it with Jack?
I watched it with Sarah. She was down there with me.
Does she like the movie?
She does.
Okay.
She likes the movie.
Because if not, divorce her.
I think Jack needs to go to jail for not liking the movie enough.
No, that's ridiculous.
Because I've shown him the movie.
Beanie Wells here.
You don't have to be a baseball guy. I feel bad because Jack had a bad, like, a baseball experience that took the love of the game out of him.
He had a bad baseball experience.
He played Little League baseball.
No, I understand
had a bad
that,
experience
but
on his
had
last
a bad
team.
Experience. Like, he was he molested by the coach?
Yes, they molested all the kids. That's what they did. It was a horrible, horrible thing. It was national news. No, he just didn't have a good experience. What do you want me to say? And so he's cooled on baseball, but that shouldn't matter. It's a beautiful movie. He needs to get on board with it, or else he can't be my son. So, jail for him. But I'm watching the movie, and I contend.
You contend.
Sarah demonstrated poor Field of Dreams etiquette.
Okay.
All right, now what is that? So we're having a nice time, a sweet time. I even had a glint in my eyes from watching the Hall of Famers come out of the corn. So I already had that emotion kind of built up going into it, and then the intro to the movie and the backstory, which I can know by heart, but I still love it every time. And as we're watching, we get like midway through, and we're at the scene where he's deciding on going to Boston to meet Terrence Mann, remember?
Yeah.
They're talking about the dream and all that, and he's Kevin Costner. I don't have to tell you, he's looking pretty good at this stage of his career. He's a heartthrob kind of guy.
He's in his prime.
But he's made into be kind of an everyman. He's a guy that works on a farm. He's wearing jeans and a t-shirt.
What do you think he is, early
30s? Drake Kinsella. Yeah, he says, I'm 36 years old. I have a farm, a mortgage. I'm turning into my father, right? I think he says 36.
I'm afraid that I'm turning into my father, yeah.
So anyway, he's standing there, and he's talking to his wife at the stairs. And Sarah just giggles and points and says, look at that bulge. Look at that bulge?
She was excited about his crotch.
That's what you got?
Yeah.
I'm looking at the bulge. I don't see anything. It's a normal bulge. There's nothing excessive about it. It's not noticeable. It's just a man wearing pants.
It's not like Willem Dafoe's on the screen, which is his dangly ween.
We don't have the fake ween from Boogie Nights stuffed into like a banana hammock or anything like that. We just have a guy in jeans talking about whether he needs to go and continue this journey. And she points and snickers and says, bulge. Thanks a lot, honey. Way to ruin the moment for me. Sometimes you just don't have to go there. Jail for you. Field of Dreams is sacred. We're not making it into sexy jokes and things like that. So soft.
I mean, you'll see where she maybe would get confused, because normally you'd be all for the sophomoric observation. She probably thinks she's relating to you on that level. I'll stoop down to my husband's level here.
Yeah. I mean, it's not like I turned and looked at her and said, take old babies. I didn't do that. I'm in the mood to watch the movie and have a good time. I saw a dude litter on the way home from our party last night. And I saw it just, it was way too, I just had too good of a view of it. And it put me off. I wanted
someone's
that person
litter,
instantly gone.
You want them to hide it a little bit.
Oh, man. And this person like
just stuck their crap right out the window.
He took the receipt. Like I saw him. He had a bag that he was like eating fast food. And, you know, they put the receipt like stapled to the outside of the bag. He took it. He just put his hand like right out his window and just let go of the hand, and the paper almost came like flying and hit my own windshield, and he just kept his hand out the window like a stupid idiot for some reason, and he just kept it out, and then he was like waving it around as he drove up to the stoplight.
Now, in fairness to him, you know, if you're going to litter, paper's the thing to do. Because it's very biodegradable. That thing's going to be...
Oh, thanks for saying that.
I'm just saying. Yeah. It rains.
No,
that thing's
going
to seep right into the soil.
It's a great message.
Goes right back to nature. It's not like he threw like a Barbie doll.
If you're going to litter.
I didn't say litter. If you're going to litter.
If you're going to rape, do it with a dead animal, right?
Yes. That's right.
It's gross. No one says that. Don't. There's no if you're going to litter. No, don't.
I'm with you.
If
don't.
You litter, straight to hell.
But if you do, it's better to do it with a paper product. That's all I'm saying.
Or a
piece of fruit. You just throw a plum out the window.
A piece of fruit is getting into a gray area, okay? Like, I'm still not for it. Like, you don't just chuck a banana peel out your window.
You've never done that?
No. I hate bananas, so I'm not messing around with those.
I've chucked food out the window.
Like a core? Like an art core.
I'm not usually eating things with a core in the car.
You know, you just would eat an apple in the car. Never. It's a pretty normal thing to eat.
While you're driving?
Yeah.
Eat an apple while you drive?
I don't. People do.
No, I don't eat food while I'm driving. No.
Ever? It's not safe, right?
No, that's stupid.
10 and 2. Gotta do it.
Hey, you know, when you're going 95 miles an hour, you gotta have the two hands on the wheel.
Okay, Miles Garrett.
No seatbelt.
Calm down.
But no.
That's right.
Somebody also in the bathroom pissed all over the floor. It's gross. Like this outer edge, the one that's right across from the studio here, the single shot bathroom. And when I stepped up there, it was like a mixture of sticky and still a little bit of slosh. It's just, what are we doing? Is it leaking from the bottom?
Maybe he's got
Maybe it's leaking from the bottom of the toilet.
Oh, the bottom of the toilet.
But why would it be yellow if you would have flushed?
Timmy, these are philosophical questions I don't have the answer to. Really. Shall we do some music appreciation Friday coming up next?
You got some good stuff?
Oh, I got some good stuff.
How good?
And I'm telling you, I got some stuff that I think is going to make you want to run through a brick wall. How about that? You're going to be motivated for your weekend. You're going to take on the weekend.
Yeah.
All right? Like Maximus is getting ready for battle in Gladiator.
Gluteus Maximus?
No. Maximus Aurelius.
Decimus Maximus Aurelius?
Yes.
The third.
The Spaniard.
Yes.
Him. The same. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
Traffic is moving a little slow on eastbound 670 from Cleveland Avenue to 71. And there's a couple-minute holdup on southbound 71 on the north side from Polaris Parkway to 270. This report is sponsored by Cooper Elliott. A serious injury changes everything. Medical bills, missed work, uncertain future. At Cooper Elliott, they fight for people whose lives have been turned upside down by someone else's carelessness. Get the justice you deserve. Schedule your no-cost call today at CooperElliott.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Live from the McDaniel GM Superstore Studios, driving excellence since 1916. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. WBNS HD1 Columbus.
Good afternoon, I'm Tyler Danberg. Instead of the last home game of the year, Ohio State is moving its senior day to week one versus Ball State. Former head coach Jim Tressel will also be enshrined into the Ring of Honor in the opener. NBA Cavaliers traded Dennis Schroeder in cash to the Hornets for Trey Mann, saving nearly $7 million. Cleveland's now $29 million under the first apron. NFL Falcons edge James Pierce Jr. has been suspended 8 games for violating the league's personal conduct policy. He was arrested in February after a domestic dispute involving his ex-girlfriend, Los Angeles Sparks forward Ricky Jackson. Baseball tonight, Reds greet the Marlins at 6:10. Guardians host the Pirates at 7:10. Round 2 of the FedEx St. Jude Championship, Scotty Scheffler leads at 9-under. This update sponsored by BMI Federal Credit Union. Open a savings account for the youth in your life with just $5 at BMI Federal Credit Union, and they'll put $100 into a youth certificate.
One watches QVC religiously. The other studies Paige Spiranak's golf swing. This is Man and Timmy.
Please subscribe to the podcast of This Stupid Show. It's available wherever you get your audio. Just search Common Man and Timmy. Click subscribe. Every single show comes right to your device free of charge. Podcast brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. You were talking about Field of Dreams with the game last night. One of my favorite movies, one of your favorite movies. I contend.
You contend.
I contend that the James Earl Jones baseball monologue in Field of Dreams.
Oh, yeah.
Is top 5 movie moments of all time.
I did that speech in a like acting class when I was at Weber State.
Acting?
The actor? Yeah. I had to do like a monologue.
I was going to say, did you do it justice? But there's no way you can.
No, I don't think I did.
All right, I will play it, then I want your interpretation. Okay?
And how you doing, little partner?
Nope.
Fine.
Ah, good try.
Little visitor now. Adewoyoli is how you say it in Cherokee.
Oh, well, pardon my French, but I'll be damned.
Walker told me I have AIDS.
See, you don't even know it now, but you did such good setup, but you had a giveaway right at the end.
What was the giveaway?
There was a glint in your eye.
I couldn't contain it.
You had a creak in your smile. And he did the whole setup in the break. He was like overlaying what we had talked about. He was like, what? Got any Field of Dreams sound in there? I just wanted to find like a clip that you would never want to talk over, and how Sarah did the, oh, look at the bulge thing. You can't be in the middle of the dad, you want to have a catch, and then you're talking about your dinner plans later on. It's like, shut up, everybody. I'm watching this. You didn't get it done, but it was a good try. So it was a good effort. It was a good effort, but
now I'm trying to find the actual thing.
I saw it. No, I don't think that's in there. It's not one that
I have just the.
You don't really do justice to the whole James Earl Jones speech. Like, I don't know if that's really been clipped for any of our like sound drops.
The one constant through all the years, Ray, has been baseball.
Looks like that's all we have. No,
I don't even like that.
What do you mean you don't like that?
That doesn't do it. That doesn't do anything for me. It was like clipped in the middle too, like and compressed. Shoddy.
I think you put that in
there.
No,
I didn't.
So.
I swear to God, I didn't put that in there. I wouldn't do that.
All right. So, of course, we have the Walker line. We enjoy it. If you don't get the joke, it's okay. Whatever. But it's a Walker Texas Ranger telling a kid he barely knows that he has AIDS. Of all the people that's going to break that news to him. So we decided to make some songs that celebrate that dialogue.
Do you know how many we're at yet? Have we hit 100?
I don't know. I don't know. But it's going to be over before you know
50,
it there, Timmy.
It's over 50, I think.
Just a couple more weeks of this. I decided today to start off with some fun. Who wants to have some fun?
I do.
Are you just saying you want to have some fun, or do you really want to have some fun?
No, I really want to have fun.
All right, I call this one Fun 80s.
And how you doing, little partner? Finding this little visitor now. Dabayoli, it's how you say it in Cherokee. Oh, well, pardon my French, but I'll be damned. Walker told me I have AIDS. Walker told me I have AIDS. Oh, Walker told me I have AIDS.
It's a good start.
Teddy, did you have fun?
That's a good start.
Did you have fun?
Heck yeah, I did.
Yeah, you did.
Woo, yeah.
Now I'm going to take you
Woo.
On vacation.
Okay.
I want to pretend that you just checked in. You're evil bald Colin, okay?
We going to Hawaii?
You're going to Hawaii.
Oh, my.
You check in. Mila Kunis's character from Forgetting Sarah Marshall is the one that checks you in right at the desk, okay? So she's looking hot. And then she invites you to like a pig roast luau.
Paul Rudd is teaching us how to
that
surf.
Night. Right, you Kunu. Think the curtains match your pubes?
Let's just move out here and you get rid of your phone and all that.
So cool. You go to the luau, and then this is waiting for you.
And how you doing, little partner? Fine, and it's little visitor now. Adawayoli is how you say it in Cherokee. Oh, well, pardon my French, but I'll be damned. Walker told me I have AIDS. Walker told me I have AIDS. Walker told me I have AIDS.
I don't know if there's a more pleasing instrument than the ukulele.
You ever try to strum a ukulele?
I have. I suck at it.
I have one at the house. I suck too.
You try?
Yeah, I tried.
Yeah. Maybe you can craft a little original Timmy song on the ukulele.
Would you like uke or like an acoustic?
What are you scratching yourself for?
I don't know.
You're just constantly scratching yourself. What, you got lice?
Why would I have lice if I'm just scratching my shoulder?
I don't know. Maybe it got into your shirt fibers. You're just scratching and scratching.
How do you look at me and my like bathing habits and think that I have lice? I've never had lice in my entire life.
Lice has nothing to do with cleanliness. It's what I've been told.
It doesn't?
No. All you have to do is be adjacent to someone who has lice and it jumps on you.
I've been near you. So I guess that would be the way I get it.
Teddy? Timmy's got lice. Don't go near him.
Okay, thanks. Okay?
Or fleas.
No, Mike's got lice.
Remember when you were a kid, you'd sit down on Saturday mornings and watch the cartoons?
Of course.
All the big channels had
what
the cartoons on. It depends on the age. I was always a He-Man kid. I was obsessed with He-Man.
You like the He-Man.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like the Ninja Turtles.
Ninja Turtles, very good.
Yep.
okay? But you sat down, you couldn't wait for Saturday morning. You'd hear some of the theme songs of your favorite shows. That's what inspired me to make this.
And how you doing, little partner? Fine, and it's little visitor now. Adawa Yoli is how you say it in Cherokee. Oh, well, pardon my French, but I'll be damned. Walker told me I have AIDS. Walker told me I have AIDS. Walker told me I have AIDS.
I want to let you know that there's been a backlash against AI. So for that particular song, we had real children singing that song. So you can rest assured, no AI made that song. We got real kids out of school to sing the chorus
of
that song.
What are we saying, that it's not proper to do AI kids?
Right. So we got the real kids.
Right. So it's better.
Don't say do AI kids. Don't say do and kids. We're really within four words of each other.
I don't know why you're okay using real kids because of your beliefs about, you know, child actors. It's killing. We kill them for that. Yeah, it's killing.
But we didn't pay them, so it's okay.
Right.
So their parents can't take advantage of them.
Exactly.
Because there's no money.
Timmy, you like a little Limp Bizkit, right?
Oh, Freddie D.
Little rap rock.
Limp Bizkit.
That's what inspired me for this.
And how you doing, little partner? And it's little visitor now. Adawa Yoli is how you say it in Cherokee. Oh, well, pardon my French, but I'll be damned. Walker told me I have AIDS. Ow. Walker told me I have AIDS. Ow. Walker told me I have AIDS.
Teddy, if that shows up on the Sirius XM Turbo channel,
yeah,
you're listening to that, aren't you?
Absolutely.
Take us to the Matthews Bridge.
Football season's upon us.
Yeah, it is.
Right.
It's right here.
So we need some sort of battle cry. Actually, I wanted something that Ryan Day could inspire his players with.
This is something that he's going to like play for the guys.
I mean, let's face it, man. You got week one against bums. You got a 99.9% chance of winning. We can talk about, hey, you know, it's any game at the shoe's a big game and enjoy it out there in front of 100,000 people. But it's hard to get up for games like that, right? Until Ryan Day plays this.
And how you doing, little partner? Fine. And it's little visitor now. Adawa Yoli is how you say it in Cherokee. Oh well, pardon my French, but I'll be damned. Walker told me I have AIDS. Walker told me I have AIDS. Walker told me I have AIDS.
You got that stupid.
Wow.
Camp song that you play when they walk out of the tunnel.
I like the ending there.
Instead,
I didn't think it was over.
Could be this.
That's good. Yeah. That's like a classic battle right there. Is that John Facenda?
No, but I was trying to go for a little John Facenda.
It was really good.
All right, I got two more for you. Plus, got some Buckeye football news. They actually have decided to do something that I think is very stupid. But we'll talk about it coming up next. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
You're going to hit slower traffic on southbound 270 from Hamilton Road to East Broad Street on the East Outer Belt. And we've got a couple-minute delay on southbound 315 from Goodale Street to Town Street. This report is sponsored by Ohio Basement Authority, your local expert. Are your floors sagging? Are musty smells reeking throughout your home? Contact Ohio Basement Authority, the crawl space repair experts. Get your free inspection today. Learn more at ohiobasementauthority.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan.
Your favorite fan shows are available as a podcast. What a concept. And don't miss exclusive podcast content like Austin and Burn. Listen on your schedule from anywhere in the world. Available wherever you get your podcasts. Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
I'll expect a couple of lingering showers overnight tonight. Lows around 70 degrees. On Saturday morning, some fog early, then some breaks of sun, followed by a 60% chance of rain and thunderstorms, which could deliver heavy rain and wind late in the day. High temps around 86 degrees. On Sunday, some sun early, and then a 50% chance of rain and storms, and highs near 90. That is your 97.1 The Fan weather forecast. I'm 10 Weather Impact Chief Meteorologist Chris Tomer.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
A show you can feel deep down in your plums.
No! That is a bad place to touch. No. No, 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 no.
This is Common Man and Timmy.
The premiere. The debut. The unveiling of Timmy Eats a Burger is today in less than an hour at 5 o'clock. All right, we've done pizza on this show. We'll continue to do pizza on this show. However, this is Timmy's first little soiree into leaving us, going out.
Yeah.
Recording something, putting something together, and reviewing burgers in this town, celebrating burgers
in this town. This is man about town type of stuff. So even if you're not able to watch it, do not worry, because this was also done with radio being paramount. So we're looking for it to sound good. And I hope that you guys enjoyed. I think that you will. I'm excited about it. And I've already recorded many more of them as we're set to unveil the first one.
You did one today.
I did two this week. So we're excited to highlight more burger places throughout football season.
Timmy Eats a Burger.
As we do this.
Coming up at 5 o'clock. All right, I have two more Walker songs for you. The first one, I've been listening to a lot of Coldplay recently.
Mm.
Just in a mood.
Samantha fan at all?
Yeah, she enjoys it.
She likes it.
Yeah, she likes it. My wife likes it as well.
Yeah, they're pretty good. I get on a Coldplay kick every now and then.
And so I decided to do a little Coldplay version of Walker Told Me I Have AIDS.
And how you doing, little partner? Fine, and it's little visitor now. Dowioli is how you say it in Cherokee. Oh well, pardon my French, but I'll be damned. Walker told me I have AIDS. Walker told me I have AIDS. Walker told me I have AIDS.
Now, my last one, I know, is your personal favorite of the batch. And I got to confess, it's mine too.
Is it? Is it now?
I normally don't pick favorites of the batch.
Sure, sure.
But
Did you just do that last week? You were just gung-ho about one of your songs last week.
Oh, the Huey Lewis one?
You were just...
Yeah, I did like that one.
You said it was the best thing that you've ever done.
Well, you know what? I think I like this better.
This is maybe one of my top five favorites out of all the ones that we've done.
As much as I enjoyed the Battle Cry one, the one that Ryan Day can play, the team, there are a few things that are just quintessentially American, okay? Slow barbecue is American.
Baseball.
Baseball is American.
Apple pie.
To an extent.
Fireworks.
No. No.
Bald eagles.
But jazz is American.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
So picture yourself. You're at the Cotton Club in 1930, and you're all dressed up for the evening. You got your lady on your arm. You walk in there, and you hear this.
How you doing, little partner? Fine, and it's little visitor now. Wayoli is how you say it in Cherokee. Oh, well, pardon my French, but I'll be damned.
Walker told me I have AIDS. Shoo-ba-doo-ba-doo-ba-doo-ba-doo-ba-doo-ba-doo-ba. Walker told me I have AIDS.
Whack-a-whack-a-whack-a-whack-a-whack-a-whack-whack.
Walker told me I have AIDS.
Shoo-ba-doo-ba-back, shamma-jamma, pep-pop.
Shee.
Did you see it move under the desk? Did you see it move?
See it move. I think you popped the countertop up a little bit.
Doggies.
Man, was that a little clarinet solo at the end?
Yeah.
A little clarinet solo. That reminded me of the scene from The Mask when they're in the bandstand.
Oh, yeah.
Dancing with Cameron Diaz.
Have you watched The Mask as an adult?
Yeah.
It's
ridiculous.
Awful.
I mean, have you tried watching any Jim Carrey movies?
No, I know, but some hold up better than others. Like
Ace Ventura holds up.
It does. I can still find joy and humor in Ace Ventura.
I can still find joy and humor in The Mask.
No, The Mask is terrible.
It's absolutely ridiculous.
There's only one thing that The Mask's got going for it, and that is just an unblemished Cameron Diaz.
She's unbelievable. It's the first movie she's ever been in.
I know. She could be the hottest thing ever in that movie.
Yeah, she's insanely hot.
She's
just
flawless.
Insanely hot. And I just watched There's Something About Mary not long ago. It had been a long time since I watched that one, too.
Hot in that.
I thought that one still held up. Still really funny.
I'm not a real big Ben Stiller guy.
I know.
I'm not a big awkward comedy guy. To me, it all runs the same. Every one of his movies. Sort of awkward.
Yeah.
Sort of makes you want to peel your skin off.
Night at the Museum movies are fantastic, though. I love those.
I wouldn't classify that as...
They are great, but they're a little different than some of the other movies.
They are different. They're not like all of his stuff, but I guess the Meet the Parents one is a little bit of that kind of awkwardness, too, because it's one of the most uncomfortably funny movies. But De Niro, it was such a different role for De Niro when that one came out, which is what I think meshed that together.
I'm not saying that I can't find joy in those movies and I can't find things that I find funny, because I do. But, like, I don't really get in a, hey, I got to sit down and watch a Ben Stiller movie.
No, I think you're selling it a little short. Like, Meet the Parents, I still quote a lot. Like, there's a lot of little, like, one-liners, like, I have nipples, Greg, can you milk me? Also, you got to spike those, Fokker. You got to spike those when they're playing volleyball or when you're playing any competitive sports. You go to those quotes there.
All right, the Buckeyes did something today. Around 2 o'clock, I got a little in my email box, a little press release from Ohio State, and I saw that they announced the theme for each individual home game. And from my surprise, we have Senior Day taking place week one against Ball State, not the final home game of the season, which of course this year would be Michigan, which
has
been at every other year ever since I can remember, but they're doing it week one. So we now live in an era where we ring the victory bell before the game, and
what if we lose?
We have senior day before.
The victory bell was one thing, and that's, you know,
let me tell you what this is.
You're going to do what you do. The victory bell is a manufactured thing.
I understand.
To get alums and famous Buckeye people to have the photo.
I really
have the recognition.
I don't have a problem with it.
Yeah.
This is Ryan Day, whether he wants to admit it or not. This is Ryan Day saying, I do not want one extra distraction for the Michigan game.
Right.
I don't want to have to worry about mom and dad's coming in and me having to, you know, give flowery speeches to my seniors and tell them how much I love them and all that crap. I want to concentrate only on that football game. I don't want any extracurriculars that day.
Whether they
want to admit it or not, that's what it is.
Here's what I suggest then. Let's do this November 14th, second to last game. And I think that would be a fair trade-off.
No, because I
can understand.
What that would do is that would, in their minds, validate what I just said. Right.
But
Michigan would go and say, see, they're so scared to play.
Let's validate it.
No, they don't want to. They want to pretend like there's a different reason they're doing it week one.
No,
that's what they're going to do.
No pretending. Because, again, we're going to talk about this. This will get brought up now that the release went out. The next time that there's availability, we will see that there's no frills. Like, for example, like there is, I'm not going to go through this entire list. We'd take the entire segment, but there's themes for every game except November 28th versus Michigan. It literally just says the rivalry game, and then it's empty. which I kind of like that. There's nothing there about that. Nothing needs to be said about that. For Ball State, there's like four bullet points here, starting with honoring Coach Jim Tressel. It was previously announced that OSU will honor legendary Coach Jim Tressel with enshrinement in the Ohio Stadium Ring of Honor. He will become the third coach in program history to receive the distinction. It's Alumni Band and Spirit Day / Buckeyes Care. And then it is, like you said, Football Senior Day. And then for Kent State, Helmet Stripe Game. All fans sitting in the horseshoe of Ohio Stadium encouraged to wear gray for this contest, while the students will once again wear colors that correspond to the helmet stripe on Ohio State's iconic helmet. So there's stuff that just goes on and on and on with more themes.
When's but their Michigan when's their all black uniform
rivalry?
They're doing that. Is that for Oregon?
Let me go down to Oregon. Oregon says this highly anticipated matchup marks the first meeting between the two programs since Ohio. So there's nothing. It's just a little bullet point about the game.
Well, I know they're wearing the blacks for one of the games.
Wearing the black uniforms.
Yeah.
Yep. I think they are. Yeah.
For a home game.
I think I heard that. We heard that. Okay. I'm not sure if it's that one or another one.
Hey, you know what? We have Blue Jacket theme nights too. How about that?
I have that in my email from yesterday. Yeah.
How about that?
How about that? We got like a Star Wars night?
Hmm? Drink bleach night? Trade the whole team away night?
Be the radio announcer night?
No. Yes.
No. They won't even let somebody come up there and pretend.
Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got a 5-minute delay due to an accident blocking the right lane on eastbound 70 on the east side. After Kelton Avenue, it's going to be slow from the 71 east split. And we've got a 5-minute holdup on eastbound 270 on the north outer belt from 315 to 71. This report is sponsored by Vision Zero Columbus. Serious crashes on Columbus streets cause permanent physical, financial, emotional, and property damage. Vision Zero is changing that through roadway redesign and a commitment to zero traffic deaths. Find out how at columbus.gov/VisionZero. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Man and Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
One of these men is on an extremely high dose of antidepressants. The other one should be. You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
We're going to do some jails coming up next. Timmy's been neglecting you. It's not my fault. I've wanted to do them every single segment.
You've been neglecting them. No, I've had them on the ready, and we haven't even discussed it yet.
I am a sucker, though, for stories where you had a run-in with a celebrity, an athlete when you were a kid, and it impacted you for the rest of your life. I just saw that former Met Butch Husky died. I don't know how he died. He certainly wasn't an old man. So he died. Great name, Butch Husky. You follow Art But Make It Sports on Twitter, where he takes images and then matches them up with famous paintings?
No.
It's a very good account. It's got almost a million followers. But he, I assume this is a he, put some commentary in here. He retweets the passing of Butch Husky and then says, in 2000, my family and I, says I was 11 at the time, went to spring training. As we were watching the players come through, Butch Husky walked up to me and said, kid, hold this bat. I stood there while he went to talk to someone. He came back 2 minutes later and said, what are you still doing here? That bat was for you to take. Before I could even process, he said, follow me. And proceeded to take me around twin spring training to have every player sign the bat. Core memory, rest in peace, legend.
That's really cool. Wow. Got the bat and a tour from Butch.
Yeah.
That's neat.
That is neat.
I witnessed a kid that was no more than like 3 feet away from me. I was at a Ogden Raptors game. I was talking about the Pioneer League just the other day, right? And how I interviewed for a job with the Orem Owls when I was getting started. Job that I didn't get. But before that, when I was living in Utah, they had a really cool stadium, perfect view of the mountains. It was short season A-ball. And the Raptors were an affiliate of the Brew Crew, of the Brewers back then. And who was their big signing back in the day? Prince Fielder. And so Prince Fielder was making his first run in the minors. And this was a huge deal. This was big news that he was even going to play for this team. There was a lot of people that thought he was going to bypass and go right on to at least double A. And it wasn't really that long. I think he maybe, if you look up his minor league stats, he played maybe a season or a season and a half. He was up at the big club. And he had like his wooden bats that he had used in the game when the game was over. And it was a smallish stadium, so you could get pretty close, like just hanging by the third base line. And he's like taking the walk back towards the clubhouse, and he just gives both bats that he's carrying to the same like 10-year-old boy that was just sitting right there on the third base side. I was 5 feet away from this.
His father, Cecil Fielder, said, "Give me them bats."
I was like, "Man, that's not just getting a signed baseball. You got a couple of 35-inch, how heavy, 44-ounce bats. That was really neat.
One gesture, man. Again, I talk about this all the time. I'm glad that you have clarity, if you do out there, about what happens when we die. I don't. But as someone who's still alive, can't process what happens after we die, stories like that sort of make you immortal, mm-hmm. don't they?
Yeah, like Dan Hampton.
You're Dan Hampton's still alive. But
he won't be forever, but...
He won't?
No.
Oh, thanks for ruining it.
He's going to go at some point.
All right, Blue Jackets theme night, then we'll do some jails.
Okay,
anything strike your fancy?
Let's look. Thursday, October 1st is opening night, so you're going to have the Blue Jackets calendar giveaway. So we start with that October 1st, right? Then October 24th, getting close to that holiday, we're going to have Hockey Halloween. We're going to have Peanuts Trick or Treat pillowcase giveaway. So we're going to get like the actual pillowcase, I guess, for the kiddos. They're going to take part in the trick or treating. They do that
and then
around the arena.
If they're bad, we can cut holes in them and put them over our face when we watch the game.
Okay. I thought you were going to
saying
if the kids were bad, we can put the pillowcases over their heads and then suffocate them. I was going to say,
I need plastic for that. That's too breathable.
You need some zip ties, right?
Yeah,
no, I don't think that's a great idea. We've got Military Appreciation Night on Thursday, November 12th. We've got Hockey Holidays from December 10th through 22nd. Live Reindeer will be there on December 22nd. Real Reindeer.
Teddy. Real reindeer.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds fantastic.
Uh-huh.
What about reindeer games? Will there be any of those?
That's a nice movie. You seen that? Reindeer Games?
I've seen it.
That's Ben Affleck, right?
Is it Nick Cage in that one?
Early Ben Affleck?
I think it's Ben Affleck, yeah.
Yeah. Then we've got Marvel Night. It doesn't have any details as to what that's going to be. You have to wear a Marvel costume. Is it going to be like cosplay?
Yeah.
At CBJ, that's December 19th. They're going to play New Year's Eve on, guess what day that's going to be?
New Year's Eve?
Yeah. That's not going to be on December 31st.
It's like senior night. It'll be Christmas Eve.
That's right.
Kids Takeover is Saturday, January 24th. Don't they let like the kids do Mike Todd's job?
Pretty much.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Mike Todd feels threatened.
Because a kid can do his job. Yeah,
exactly.
Is that what you're saying?
Exactly. It's exactly right.
He should be, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He has no skill.
Yeah. Stop it. Better make sure those Dairy Queens are tip-top, Mike. Saturday, February 20th. That's my birthday, so they'll be honoring me. And it's Star Wars 50th Anniversary Night.
Hey, look at you.
That's going to be fun.
Yeah.
And then...
let's all plan an outing.
Yeah.
Three of us will go for your birthday.
We're going to go to the Jackets on my birthday?
Yeah, that's right.
I'll be Chewbacca. You'll be a stormtrooper, so no one has to know you're there. You wear the mask. And then Teddy will be Princess Leia.
Of course.
In the gold bikini?
Of course.
Obviously.
Yes. Yes. All right, so what's Sustainability Night? Thursday, April 8th, Sustainability Night, presented
by... like recycling or something like that?
Recycling.
Sustainability.
Yeah. Sustain things.
All right, I'm in favor of that.
Get the team poster on Thursday, April 8th. So the team poster is nice as far as the giveaways
go. You circle all the traded players? By April 8th.
the ones that are still with the team. Right, that's what you do. All right, it's Go to Jail Friday. Get us some Go to Jail birds right now. goodcleanboy@gmail.com. Text the burner, 614-787-3093. My Rimmer diaper changers.
Cooper, their all-world rookie, coming right in, hurts his face. Nothing he can do.
It's gross. I contend.
He contends.
Women's bathrooms are more gross than men's bathrooms. Exhibit A. One of my female coworkers discovered that another lady at my work decided to presumably hover over the toilet seat and proceeded to drop a turd on the bathroom floor. She missed. Just sit on the damn seat. Walker won't tell you that you have AIDS if you do. Disgusting. Go to jail.
Well, they don't want to touch the toilet seat with their naked ass.
Yeah, but she missed.
I know.
And crapped on the floor.
You got to be pretty confident.
You can't miss.
I know. That's
you
right.
You can't miss. So that's 10 years in jail.
You took a gamble. It did not pay off. I'm with Timmy. 10 years in jail for the floor crapper.
All right. My pizza-loving gentleman.
Chubby time!
My jailbird is going to my weirdo of a neighbor. I live in an apartment, and I've got a Ring camera on my front door. So last night, I'm watching TV, as one does, and I get a little bloop notification of movement outside. I check on my app. What do I see? The worst thing in the world. My neighbor was completely naked. Meat, sword, and all. Swinging around. He must have really needed his DoorDash immediately upon arrival. Does this man not at least own a robe? Jail.
You can't just go outside in a public setting completely nude. Look, there's
15 years
in jail.
There's
one thing if you're running in your own house and somebody sees you through the window. You're at least in your own house. All right? That's the other person's problem for staring into your space. But you have now entered the outside world. You cannot enter that outside world with your dong flapping about.
And let's be clear. If I've ever been nude in my house, it's to like dash from one place to another. And it's knowing that no one else is in the common
areas.
But
you would never dare walk outside with your danglies.
And I also wouldn't even just stand at my bay window sipping my coffee, leaning back like, how you doing, wheelboard warriors? Want to sell me some pesticides? How's it going today?
No,
like what you see?
You wouldn't do that.
No.
But you'd be within your rights because at least you're in your home.
It's my house.
Yeah. And you can't be persecuted for crimes against solicitors.
Let's do some more coming up.
Just murder them dead when they come to your door, right, Teddy?
Yes, you should.
Yes.
Yes, you should.
Mm-hmm. More go to jails coming up next. Colin, Mann, and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got a 5-minute hold up on northbound 71 on the north side from 670 to 11th Avenue, and a bit of a slowdown on northbound 71 on the south side from Greenlawn Avenue to 315. This report is sponsored by Coda. Beat the heat this summer on Coda's cool, comfortable rides. Just tap your phone or card to hop on and show up refreshed while others sweat it out in traffic. Plan your ride at Coda.com. That's COTA.com. Beat the heat this summer on Coda's cool, comfortable rides. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
T-Bone and Tybus would like to remind you that you don't have to get in your car to listen or put on pants. Tell your smart speaker to play 97.1 The Fan and experience the stupidity in the comfort of your own home. You're welcome.
The Fan Poll is sponsored by JT's Pizza and Pub, home of award-winning pizza and $2 tall boys. All day, every day.
Timmy has more jiggling silicone in his Instagram feed than Sydney Sweeney riding a mechanical bull. This is Common Man and Timmy.
I want to talk to you about my friends at Comer and Cross. If your garage floor has stains, cracks, bad epoxy, maybe you tried to do it yourself and you bit off more than you could chew. Maybe you hired a different company and they did it on the cheap. And now a couple years later, it looks like it's cheap. You got to call my friends at Comer and Cross because they are, listen to me, the best in the business. This is who comes in and fixes your floor after the other guys messed it up. As a matter of fact, Comer and Cross can guarantee that once they come in there do their stuff, your floor is never going to chip, crack, or show tire lift like epoxy or paint ever. They're all certified, uniform pros, no subcontractors ever. At Comer and Cross, they make their own chemicals. They will even take your stuff out of your garage for you. You can't do better than that. Call them today, 1-800-NEW-FLOOR. 1-800-NEW-FLOOR, ComerCross.com, C-O-M-E-R, Cross.com.
I got an iffy one here as we're doing some go-to-jails, folks. We're looking for jailbirds. It is a go-to-jail Friday, 614-787-3093 or goodcleanboy@gmail.com. We were just talking about DQ And I'm never really for besmirching DQ, but I bring this up because I got a question about this. So AJ says, my guys.
Buy me some penis.
Earlier this week, our family ordered some after-dinner DQ. Great idea, right? Wouldn't love to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Order on the app, less than a mile away. Should be an easy trip, right? Well, one of us went through the drive-thru to pick up the order, and they gave us our blizzards with no lids. Who does this? Jail or death? Maybe it's been a minute since I've had a blizzard, but don't you get a blizzard with no lid? Isn't that the point? Little spoon, and it's in the cup, and it can kind of hover. Isn't the whole thing? They tip it upside down and show you, and then give it to you.
I'm trying to think right now if I've ever had
a lid.
But
it's different if you order ahead, I guess.
Yeah, like maybe a Culver's, you have a kind of a lid that goes onto it.
Like a bubble?
Yeah, like a bubble.
Well,
but
they'll do that for the Peanut Buster Parfait at Dairy Queen. They won't do that for the Blizzard.
The Blizzard, yeah, because Timmy has it. You turn it upside down. That's how they show you thickness.
But I guess like if Mike Todd were bringing us stuff to the station, he might put like maybe they put less of the Blizzard concoction in the cup and they put a plastic lid on it. And then they draw with black Sharpie, so you know like what
it is. I'm going to say
I don't think you get a lid on a blizzard
I don't think there's jail time involved here. I mean, look, I'm as petty as the next guy.
Tom Petty.
Yeah.
Thank you. I heard you.
But I'm going to let both parties slide on this. I think we just have a simple miscommunication.
I think it's okay. Yeah.
All right. I'll allow it.
I think it's okay. We just need to get this right the next time, because if it was a pre-order, maybe that's a certain way. I would also say, don't pre-order that stuff.
You're spending too much time
on this. Don't get it.
Go to the next one.
To my dad's in charge.
Let me look at your sausage.
By the way, that's T-Bone. Happy birthday, T-Bone. Today's his birthday.
Yeah, that's right. Yep. Happy birthday, Bone.
Today's his birthday. He's celebrating at a Wawa, probably.
Tyvus and Joshua did the show together.
Teddy took it out his phone. Oh, man, I forgot to text him.
There he is.
Look, he's over there
right
texting
now?
Him right now.
No.
That doesn't count.
Are you really doing that?
I remember.
Couldn't wait till after the show.
And while I say I remembered, it was in my Google Calendar. That remembered for me.
Why wasn't it in my calendar? Stupid calendar. It wasn't working.
You don't like him. You didn't put it in.
No, it's never been in there.
I think I did have him in, but then like a year ago.
You got mad at him.
Yeah. Because if you have a Samsung like me, now that you text him happy birthday on his birthday, it'll say, would you like to remember this date in the calendar? And you say, yes, I would. Mm-hmm. All right, so back to this. Said, my dad's in charge.
But he's sort of much more erect.
We got two of them.
Every August, my wife's family gets together for a week at their family camp on a beautiful lake in Maine. Oh, yeah. Didn't say which one.
Family camp with the Kennedys?
Mm-hmm. In total, it's three families with seven total kids, ages 2 to 10, and a set of grandparents. There are 15 people. This year, at the start of the week, my wife's sister, Betsy, declared she was going to be phone-free for the vacation. It sounded like a nice goal at the time, and we all support her when she said it. It seemed reasonable, as we should have had some discipline to stay in the moment and not on our phones. In this case, though, she just proceeded all week to order others to text, make phone calls,
play music.
Look things up, take pictures of her and her kids like we were her personal assistants. I quickly started refusing and calling her out as I saw right through it. Good try, Connor Stallions. You got caught. What's the sentence from Maine Buckeye Guy?
The sentence is 25 years in jail. That's ridiculous. You make a big grand announcement like you're better than everybody.
I'm going to be phone free.
And then you show up and you expect everybody else to do your bidding. Despicable.
I will give credit to my wife for her phone discipline, because one side of it is that we never have photos of anything if I don't take a couple of pictures. And I try to get us to take a couple of pictures when we go on a trip. But we are way, way, way on the low end of the spectrum when it comes to like getting the phones out. Or if you take a family, you know, week-long vacation, some people's camera rolls, what do you think like the average American's camera roll is if you take a week-long like beach trip?
I don't know. If it's my wife,
hundreds of photos.
Hundreds of photos. 9,000 photos.
We might have like 10 to 15.
But see, that's good.
You know?
That sounds like a good trip.
She doesn't like to snap photos here and there.
You're living in the moment. You don't always have to have your phone at the ready, and you're walking around, you're admiring the scenery without looking and saying, oh, that would make a nice backdrop for my Instagram story.
Yeah, we just sort of soak in the actual moments.
Good.
And we soak up the sun, like Sheryl Crow.
Uh-huh.
That's what we do. Let's go, my shalalalas.
He's a clean boy! Wash your own damn sheets!
Oh, here's our guy, DTD. I've got several people that need to go to jail. First of all, the foursome, we got golfy jails here. The foursome that was playing in front of me last week, each were playing two balls off the tee on every hole. Nope, that's straight to jail. I agree. As I was a single and I had to wait for these four guys to play two balls off the tee, another single came up behind me. We paired up on number four. He got a phone call. I say go to jail for that. My family knows that someone better be bleeding or dead if you call me on the golf course. It turns out this was a trash issue where his garbage did not get picked up for the day because his kid forgot to put it out. This lasted for the remainder of the front nine. Calls between his son and the garbage man. Back to the son and back to the garbage man. No, no, no.
You're going to make the garbage man come back out because you didn't put the trash out?
He was still trying to play the entire time. He left after nine. Thank the golf gods for that, but hand out some prison sentences, golf style.
All right, that guy goes to jail for 10 years.
No, you
just for the golf.
Yeah, you
and
can't.
Then the garbage stuff, that's an extra 10 years.
Yeah, that's jail for forgetting, but you can't. There's a kind of etiquette. I get you got to clear it with your family, make sure that you got the time. And when you're out there, it needs to be like a true emergency if you have to get called off the golf course. But the back and forth stuff, that's total crap. Two balls off of the tee when there's more people out there, that's total crap. That's 15 years for each of those golf infractions. Those people.
So you got your 30.
15 for each individual. 15 years
okay.
Each.
All right.
I'm giving the same sentence for consistent talking on the phone and for playing two balls on every hole when it's a busy day.
Coming up at the top of the hour, it's the premiere of Timmy Eats a Burger. Timmy is traveling around to all of Central Ohio's great burger places. Well, not all. That's impossible. Select few. Central Ohio.
as many as I want.
And we've put together a little video component of this as well. You can watch it on YouTube. Just search 971 The Fan, click on the live stream. But if you don't want to do that, you can just listen to it. And that's coming up next. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got hold up on southbound 71 on the north side at Main Street due to a disabled vehicle that's blocking the right lane. And we've got slower traffic on eastbound 670 from Cleveland Avenue to 71. This report is sponsored by Speedway. Your day deserves a bit of spice. And the new Hot as Fire chicken sandwich from Speedway is just $4.99. Can you handle the heat? Try it for yourself at Speedway. Valid through 8/25/26. Participating stores only. Visit store for terms. I'm Nicole for Fan Traffic.
Testing live from the McDaniel GM Superstore Studios. Driving excellence since 1916. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. WBNS HD1 Columbus.
Good afternoon, I'm Tyler Anberg. Clippers fans might be wondering if they need a bigger ballpark with Jaws in attendance tonight. Fresh off his 18th Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest title, Joey Chestnut will participate in a post-game eating exhibition after Columbus hosts Omaha from Huntington Park. First pitch set for 7:05. Also tonight, Reds host the Marlins at 6:10. Chase Burns and Sandy Alcantara, the pitching matchup. Guardians welcome the Padres at 7:10. Gavin Williams starts against Michael King. NBA Cavaliers traded Dennis Schroeder and cash to the Hornets for Trey Mann, saving nearly $7 million to sit $29 million under the first apron. And in golf, Scottie Scheffler shot a 61 to lead the FedEx St. Jude Championship at 11 under. This update's sponsored by the Waterworks and Header Plumbing, Drain, Heating, and Cooling, together to serve you better. Schedule today at thewaterworks.com.
All right, let's not get into
breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
11 and a half. That's not the Buckeye football over-under win total. That's the amount of times Common Man wipes his crack. I'll take the over.
Ugh, what's that smell?
You're listening to Man and Timmy.
Nothing can rattle him.
Why are you doing that? Doing that to our good, clean anchor?
Because I'm trying to piss him off.
When I mess around with him, it's for fun. I'm not really doing it. You weren't even like playing the fart noises. You were just jamming actual sound bites right in the middle of when he's talking.
Costanza, go get me a couple of calzones right now. Pronto, move it out.
Whoa. Costanza's in the building.
I would like to dip my bald head in oil and rub it all over your body.
Who is that, Sid? Sid Fields?
He's not saying that about Sid. He's saying that about the Senegalian housekeeper.
Yeah, right.
But Senegalian, is that right?
Senegalese?
From Senegal.
Senegal. Yeah.
And then he gets to do it.
Mm-hmm. He does.
He does dip his bald head in oil.
He dips his bald head in oil, rubs it all over her body.
Right.
At least it looked like he was about to. And Jerry walked in on him.
And then Walker told him.
Yeah, told him.
He had AIDS.
You ready to do this?
I am ready, man. This is something we've been talking about for a while. We're sort of known for, you know, pizza and fast food conversation on this show. But we wanted to give some of the local burger places their due. Because we got a lot of them here in Central Ohio. And so we came up with the idea, the very groundbreaking idea, that Timmy would go around and eat burgers.
And film it.
Yes.
And record it.
And we said, what should we call it? We should call it Timmy Eats a Burger. There is a video component to this. You can watch it on YouTube if you want. But you can just listen here as well. Why don't you set up what you did this week?
So the setup here for this first one, you talked about this place a couple of months ago, and you said how great it was. You told people to try it, and they wanted me to tell you thank you for that because they saw a rush after you spoke about it on the show. And it's called Stacked.
Of course they did. I'm quite popular.
It's called Stacked Burger Company, and it's up there in Worthington Woods.
Small place.
Very small. I mean, it's not too small,
couple
but it's
tables and a counter.
In a strip center.
Yeah, but I like it. It's charming.
Great. Yeah, it's great. And
it's like
Google,
a diner feel.
A little like burger diner. The Google rating was 4.9. So Dan and Jordan Lamatrice, the owners, thank you to those guys for being so gracious. And I didn't know what I was doing. I didn't know what to do with my hands. I was like, I don't know where I am or what I'm doing. I like Facebook and I like burgers. So I was kind of nervous to do this first one to see how this turned out because I'm not accustomed to doing that type of thing.
If it's any consolation, you looked it too.
I did.
Yeah.
I know.
Just a bundle of nerves.
Fish out of water.
I enjoyed it. I think you're going to enjoy it. Teddy has to actually play it for us. Are you ready, Teddy?
I think so.
All right. Here we go.
Here we go.
Timmy eats a burger. Go ahead.
Timmy eats a burger. Whoa, whoa. Timmy eats a burger. Timmy eats a burger.
Damn, I'm hungry. Welcome to the first ever Timmy Eats a Burger, where I go all around Columbus finding the best smash burgers, old-fashioned burgers, diner burgers, whatever we have. And right now, today, we're at Stacked. We're right here in the Worthington Woods Center next to the Bonefish. Nope, I'm lying. There's no Bonefish right by the Donatos. So I can't wait to learn all about this. I do know one thing. Word of mouth is a powerful thing. And when my guy, Common Man, Mike Ricciardotti, says something about a burger, I know that I've got to try it too. Let's check this place out, shall we? A modern burger diner. This also is the first time I've ever been here, so typically I'll have them do the ordering for me, and I think that'll be great. We got some patio seating out here. We got the little bar area, some more seating. All right, friends, I've bumped into the guy that runs the place, Jordan Lamatrice. Jordan, wonderful spot. I can't wait to try. Tell me a little bit about the spot.
Thank you so much. We're really excited. We're here in Worthington Woods, just really providing something special for our customers. Quality food, good customer service, very straightforward. It was a long process, but we're happy to be here.
How long has the space been open here?
We've been here for a little over 18 months, we've been growing so quickly, we've almost outgrown the space because of support from you guys, honestly.
Wow, that is fantastic. I cannot wait to taste one of these babies. You're going to let us get back there in the kitchen real quick?
Absolutely.
Fantastic. All right, so looking over the menu right here, an easy thing to do, a good thing to do whenever you're going to a new spot is just go to the top of the menu and just get whatever their classic is. They got the stack burger right there. We're going with 1/3 of a pound patties right here. Caramelized onions, American cheese, house dill pickles, shredded romaine ketchup, house garlic aioli. Ooh!
Ooh, Machu Picchu!
On a brioche bun. But, Jordan,
dear God!
I said out there, I'm going to let you do the ordering. What are you going to have me get right here? It's my first time. Right, your spot, not mine. You do the order for me. What do I get?
I'm a big fan of the barbecue bacon burger myself. We make our own pickles and sauces in-house. All of our burgers come with french fries. It really just comes, do you want a single or a double today?
Double, please.
All right, toss me an apron. Let's bake them.
We're getting the burger process going. I've never really been back in the kitchen before to see my own burger get prepared. Smashing down two patties. So those are both third-pound patties, right? We got John back here cooking it up.
Yeah, third-pounders, and then I put some our salt and pepper mix on there.
Shake it on.
Yeah, and then this is beef fat. A little squirt of that down.
A little fat out there.
A little full. A lot of sap.
And then we just let them go, do a flip, put your caramel onions on there, and then our bacon goes on top of the cheese.
Get that bacon to get a little sizzle on it here before it goes on the burger. Right onto the flat top.
Got it hot, too. It's a hot one, as you can tell.
Too hot! You cover it up with the top there. It traps some of that moisture in there, so that burger's going to come out.
Yeah, it steams it, and then it melts that cheese on there real nice, so it's nice and evenly melted.
Perfect, perfect. Yeah. Guys, I can't wait to taste this burger. Let's go get ready for it. Nothing like a good map in your restaurant where people can throw a little sticker on to see how far people have traveled to come over here. I mean, we got some good concentration here in the Midwest, but ooh, we got some Canadians that have enjoyed the place, Montreal. We got North Bay up there. Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Look down here, Alexi. In Texas, we got
Galveston. That dirty ass water.
Can't even get in the water. Why do you come to this place? What sets this apart?
Have you been around to find anything better?
All right, I say, good answer.
Fantastic, man. Thank you. Oh, gosh.
Yes.
All right, Timmy.
That is...
You are ready to rock and roll.
Oh, my God. Okay, setting the microphone down momentarily to get the first big bite in. Here we go. Oh, mama.
Oh.
Oh, excuse me.
It's a great bite. We'll have to get the barbecue sauce off of the microphone, too. The cheese is so melty. The bacon is crisp. The pickles are crispy as well. There's so much flavor in this thing. And the patty, that's what I love about the smash burger. You get so much more surface area cooking at the same time of that ground beef. And I can't even get, like, the crisp and the char on the edges like this. Unbelievable.
Mm-hmm. This is a tasty burger.
Just a top-notch burger. You guys have to try this. This is insane. I'm so happy we picked this spot for our first one of these. Okay, guys, I had the barbecue burger. There's lots of great burgers to try here at Stacked. My man Jordan, thank you so much. This was so good.
I'm so glad you had a chance to come check us out and all the support, man. It really means the world to us. Thank you so much.
People, you got to get out here and try it. I don't just need to eat a burger. You need to eat one as well. So this spot, Stacked, come out and try it. Worthington Woods, the Worthington Woods Shopping Center next to the Donato's. Timmy eats a burger, and I'm going to eat many more. We'll see you next time.
Timmy eats a burger. Whoa, whoa. Timmy eats a burger. Timmy eats a burger.
I think you did a fantastic job. I really do.
I also think it was fantastic.
Now, the thing is, you only left three fantastics in there. But
there was probably
listening
about
to the raw
five
audio,
more
yeah.
that Alexi, who is up on our digital team, cut out before he gave me the raw sound back.
So the next one will come your way in a couple weeks. But in the meantime, go enjoy our friends Stacked.
So what else they do there is floats. How cool is that? I mean, you've got a lot of places will just do your ice cream or whatever. All they're doing is the floats. Root beer, orange cream. You could see that if you were watching the video. I think that's a nice little touch to go along with the burger bar.
Good job, Timmy. Proud of you.
Good job to you.
No. Teddy, good job to you.
I didn't screw it up.
I know.
How about
well
that?
Done, Teddy.
We had money that you were gonna.
Hey, that was a first. That was a first. We played something that was video, audio, accessible, all at the same time. It's like a professional organization.
Yeah. All right. Speaking of professional. It's nice to know that other radio stations are just as functional as we are.
No.
Yes.
Really?
Maybe even more so.
More than you?
I'm going to tell you about one of these radio stations coming up next. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
You're looking at a five-minute hold. Spot 270 on the north outer belt from 161 to 71. And we've got slower traffic westbound 270 on the south outer belt between US 23 and 71. This report is sponsored by Murphy Tractor. With John Construction Equipment, bills for Murphy Tractor, nothing stands between you and a job well done. Needs grade top combo or attachments, their rental fleet is always work ready. Learn more at murphytractor.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1, The Fan Traffic.
Best way to make sure you don't miss any of your favorite fan shows. Download the Fan app, silly.
God damn it, I knew that.
App Store, Google Play, or just scream right at your phone. Psst, you can also listen to Buckeye Games. Do it now. Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
Well, Saturday starts off with a little bit of fog, then some breaks of sunshine, then we're going to watch for a 60% chance of some showers, some severe thunderstorms late in the day, which could deliver wind and heavy rain potential, highs around 86. On Sunday, some breaks of sun early, then a 50% chance of rain and storms, and high temps at about 90. That is your 97.1 The Fan weather forecast. I'm 10 Weather Impact Chief Meteorologist Chris Tomer.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
Booing is one of the great joys of fandom. You boo bad. You boo lazy.
Your boos mean nothing. I've seen what makes you cheer.
You boo undisciplined. But you must always...
ew, and boo. This kind of thing is getting out of hand with you, too. Y'all are an official warning.
Here's Man and Timmy.
I would like to tell you about my friends at Tri-State Men's Health.
My friends.
Your friends, too.
My friends, too.
They're doing something new. They're still going to be the best in the biz at treating ED, erectile dysfunction, and low T, low testosterone, which they've helped us, both of us, with in the past. Now, this is perfect because I'm having, you know, I'm tasting all these delicious burgers out there. I might want to shed a couple of pounds. If I need help doing that, I know where to turn. My friends at Tri-State Men's Health, they know what they're doing now. They are offering telehealth for medical weight loss programs led by a licensed provider who will get to know your health history, your goals, and which treatment is appropriate for you. And the good news right now is there is no cost at all for the initial consultation. So call Tri-State Men's Health today. You can book your initial appointment by phone, 800-900-9654, or online, tristatemenshealth.com, in 2 minutes or less. One of the things I love about this is how easy it is. Providers are available 7 days a week. You can meet with the provider from the comfort of your own home. You don't have to take your robe off. Just make sure that it's cinched up real tight. Maybe you don't show a lot of your chest.
They don't even care. I mean, these people are used to seeing peepees all day and every day.
You know what? You're right about that. They wouldn't care. You'd be a bare-chested Kruger. They might not care. No long drives, no waiting rooms, no rearranging your schedule. So start the weight loss journey. Go to tristatemenshealth.com.
Radio stations are dysfunctional places. This one included, but... I was reading this story about WFAN in New York City.
Come and take it by him, turn it on and try him. Mike and the Mad Dog, WFAN.
WFAN radio host Sean Morash confronted Craig Carton. I think he's back to doing afternoons there.
I've heard of him. I haven't heard of this other dude.
Well,
have you?
Sean Morash heard that Craig Carton was clipping his fingernails in the studio. Morash called the hygiene practice one of the most gross things that anybody on planet Earth could possibly do in a communal workplace.
We've had this with toenails, as we've discussed in years past, that they would appear in this host two position right under where my feet are.
There's something else. I'll wait to add my thoughts until the end. And then Carton entered the studio to defend himself. He admitted to clipping his nails at the shared desk. And after the admission, Morash, the one who was offended by such a hygiene practice, revealed that he has what some believe is an even more bizarre place to cut his nails. He says, I have a strict fingernail cutting time. It's whenever I go number two.
Hmm.
He says, after he's done cutting his fingernails, there's something else he likes to do when he goes number two. He likes to share some of his best thoughts and takes on the world. He said, quote, I usually send my deepest tweets from the toilet, and I get all my nail clipping done, and I flush them. He said, keeps his phone on the counter next to him, gives it a quick wipe on the way out of the bathroom.
Wipes the phone?
Yeah, the phone gets a quick wipe.
On his ass?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, get a little streak on it.
He clips his fingernails on the toilet and tweets while pooping. Well, that's okay. I tweet and Instagram while pooping as well. I don't clip on the toilet. However, I'd like to tell a little story. And I'm going to tell you right now, this man sitting next to me is going to deny it. But it was right when you first started, probably about, 12, 13 years ago, whatever it is.
Okay.
I'm sitting at the old building at my desk, and I'm sitting next to Paul Keels, and I hear a clip, clip, clip. And I'm like, is somebody clipping their nails here in the office? And I walk over, and who do I see? A young, fresh-faced Timmy Hall just sitting at his desk going to town like he doesn't have a care in the world.
Mm-hmm.
You acknowledge this?
I do.
Yeah.
I'm not going to deny it. I've been disgusting before.
Yes. Now.
What do you want me to say? It was a bad move.
I will admit.
You can't do stuff like that. I did it.
That he was at his desk and not in a shared communal space.
But I still shouldn't have done it.
You're around other people. There's some flickage that occurs as well. You can't just keep him right in front of you.
No.
No matter how hard you try. But you, my friend, have been guilty of this same infraction.
This is why I am a big believer in shaming and calling people out for stuff. If you don't get shamed, if you don't get called out for things, how are you going to stop doing certain things?
When I walked over there, I was relieved because my first thought was he's clipping his toenails.
Oh my God.
It was just your fingernails.
Well, I also back in the day would occasionally wear sandals, and I then realized that's gross too, and that should not be done. And I haven't worn sandals in the office for 13 years or so.
Do you realize?
And I never will ever again, because I shouldn't do that.
I have known Teddy for almost a quarter of a century. I don't think I've ever seen Teddy's feet in that entire time.
That's good.
And can I tell you something? Right.
And why should you?
That is the mark of a good friendship. When you have no idea what your friend's feet look like.
Even if you guys go to the beach together.
Doesn't matter.
Teddy's going to keep his Air Force
black socks
strapped on.
That's like Rimmer going to the beach. Rimmer's got the old-time bathing suit with the suspenders.
Rimmer's bathing suit goes up over his head. He has a bucket hat.
All right, ladies. Yeah.
Looks like a singlet.
By the way, I forgot about this.
What about?
I was searching for Mad Dog, Mike and the Mad Dog, to play that little intro.
Go ahead.
Yep. And I forgot about this little clip from the Mad Dog. We always play the Scott Steiner math, which is funny. We've played it a lot. But Mad Dog trying to do like COVID math at the time was, I think, very funny. Oh, Let's take a listen.
Listen, I'm not making light of it. I'm just making a point. You want to compare coronavirus where 31 people have passed away, which is 31 too many. But when 31 people passed away to a case where 650,000 American citizens passed away?
In fact, if you adjust for population, that would be 2 million Americans. The reality is we don't know what the case fatality rate of this thing is, but it looks like it's going to be somewhere in the vicinity of 1%. If you get 20-30% of the population sick.
Well, that's 1%
of that is a lot of people.
Well, that's 1% of 300 million. That means you think 30,000 people will die in the next whatever it might be?
That's not 30,000. I'm not making a prediction. It depends what happens.
Well, you said 1%.
But if you got 30% of the population sick.
Okay.
1% of that is a lot more than 30,000.
Well, you said 1% of the American population. The American population is about 310 million. So if you do the math of 1%, that's 30,000 people. So you think there's a chance?
No, it's a lot more than 30,000.
Well, what's 1%? I don't even know. I'm not a math major. What is 1% of 310 million?
It's in the hundreds of thousands, but I didn't say the entire population. I say, let's say you get 20 to 30% sick. But it, the point is, like, we are in a position now where we are trying to suppress the virus. It is escape containment. It cannot be contained.
All right. 30,000 is 1% of 300 million.
Aside from the math, I'd also like to strap Aaron Rodgers to a chair and make him listen to that segment.
No, that's all.
To bring all up fake. Good thoughts.
He also did some math when it came to the Mets.
The Mets.
The Mets.
If they ever did 55 and 30, the Braves would have to go 40 and 45 just for the Mets to match the Braves. So, in other words, if the Braves go 40 and 45 over their last 85 games, that makes them 90 and 72. To match that, the Mets would have to go 50 and 35. And then actually do better than that, really one more win, 51 and 34 because of the fact, or 56 and 34 because of the fact that the, 56 and, is that correct? Wrong. 56 and, let's see, 55. What did I say the Mets are? The Mets right now, let's figure this out properly. They're 7 under 500. I think they're 34, and I think they're 41. So to get the 90 wins, they got to go 56 and roughly, is it 31? So for the Braves to do worse than that, the Braves got to go, I know the Braves got to go 40 and 45 in their 85 games to go to get the 90, because the Braves right now have 55 wins. The Braves have 50 wins. So 40 and 45 gets them the 90. The Mets are 35 and 42. So to get to, so that's 55 to get the 90 from 35, 42. They got to go 55 and 30. So to beat the Braves out, if they went 40 and 45, the Mets would have to go 56 and 29, because the Braves right now have beaten the Mets 5 out of 6. They'd have tiebreaker. The Mets aren't going 56 and 29. And the loss yesterday by the Mets was as bad a loss as you're ever going to have.
Blow my brains
How
out.
How long was that? Was that 3 minutes of just yelling numbers and records? He didn't know what the hell he was saying. Oh my God.
Had you not heard that?
That's
one
like
before?
The most, that's the richest sports talk host in the history of our format. That, what you just listened to, or his buddy Mike Francesa talking about Maryland basketball. What is Maryland doing? What they got? Stevie Franchise, Steve Blake, Lonnie Baxter, all these guys. Is Garrett Williams coaching them? No? Oh, wait a minute. Maryland's not in the tournament? Oh. I don't know. These are their guys? My God. Oh,
Francesa was also amazed when he learned that soccer players can kick with both feet.
No.
Yeah.
They can do that? Can they run backwards too?
Yeah, they can do it all.
Is that legal?
They can do it.
No, it's legal. You got to make
not
sure
like you get married to your radio co-host. That's illegal.
You can't, be like spouses on TV.
No. That's illegal.
Yeah.
Would you like to win free tacos for a year?
Yep.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, you can. I'm going to tell you how coming up in 2 minutes. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got slower traffic if you're on westbound 670 from Leonard Avenue to 3rd Street. And there's almost a 10-minute holdup on northbound 71 on the north side from 670 to Hudson Street. This report is sponsored by Vision Zero Columbus. Serious crashes on Columbus streets cause permanent physical, financial, emotional, and property damage. Vision Zero is changing that through roadway redesign and a commitment to zero traffic deaths. Find out how at columbus.gov/VisionZero. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Ann and Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
Are you really telling me this is the highest rated sports show in the country?
Well, that's obviously not true.
Shit.
Yeah, that boy got diarrhea.
Here's Common Man and Timmy.
All right, you ready to win some free tacos?
Tacos for life? Or just for the rest of the year?
No, just for the rest of the year. 600 people in Columbus are going to win. This is from the Dispatch, by the way. One shell of a prize the morning of August 15th. That's tomorrow, by the way. Condado Tacos, or as my sister-in-law calls them, Condado Tacos.
Was that another place where she was like, oh my God, have you been to Condado?
Condado!
Hey, they are good.
It's very good.
They are good.
It's very
good. I like them.
A dirty queso there. There's nothing dirty about it. Just delicious. They're going to give away a year of free tacos, one each week, which is not really a year of free tacos, but whatever. One each week for 52 weeks. So that my math says 52 tacos.
52 okay? weeks, that's a year.
To the first 100 people in line at six of its local restaurants when they open for the day tomorrow.
How about that?
So you just have to be first in line. The first 100 people in line. They have six locations. My math says that's 600 people are going to win that prize.
That's a nice little promo.
That's a big promo.
I think that's a nice, I mean, a lot of times you hear about these and then you read beneath the surface and it's not really that good, not really that cool of a thing. That gets you out to the restaurant, that gets you the free taco, and then you're going to get some more stuff.
Now, this is good for all locations except for the one at Scott's Miracle-Gro Field.
That makes sense.
They're not open.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you're, so, you got to get your stadium prices, right?
They got a spot at the Columbus Commons. They got a spot in the Short North. They got one in Clintonville, Easton, Polaris, and in Dublin. Each restaurant opens tomorrow at 11 a.m. So you have to be there before then. You're going to have people waiting in line. Think anybody would sleep there overnight, like at the Chick-fil-A, for the, when they open up, they sleep in the parking lot?
You know what? That's one of those things that I'm just kind of curious to find out about. If anybody goes to one of the Condados tomorrow, shoot us a note. I'm just curious how early arriving a crowd would be for this. It's one taco per week. Is that what the deets were?
That's right.
So you go, and then you're going to eat more, right? Because you're not going to eat just one taco.
I would assume
Is it three tacos kind of to fill you up at a place like that? So you're getting a third off of your meal if you go
That's
each
a bare
week?
Minimum. I say three tacos or two and a generous starter.
Yeah, or two like a good queso dip or something with the chips.
Guacamole.
I assume they give the free chips at a place like that, right? When you're in there and eating. Like most Mexican restaurants do the free chips and salsa.
I think so, but don't hold me to that.
Right. I know local Cantina, they have the two like carafes or the two bins out there. And pretty good Cantina-style salsa as well.
Also, Oreo has unveiled three new limited-time flavors.
What do we got with the Oreo here?
Oreo banana pudding cookies. This is not for you.
Nah, no. Next.
Features layers of sweet banana and vanilla pudding in a deliciously delectable dual-layered cream sandwiched between vanilla wafer cookies. All right. Oreo deep-fried cookies feature iconic golden-fried doughy flavor baked into the cookie itself. So they're not actually deep fried, just the flavor they say of deep fried. That doesn't do anything for me.
Eh.
I've had a deep fried Oreo. The novelty of that is the fact that it's hot out of the fryer.
I want to taste it though. I want to try. I want to see what their spin on. I want to see what their spin on that is. Because I will say one of the best fair foods you could ever have is the deep fried Oreo. What it does to that thing, the batter on the outside, how soft and gooey it makes the Oreo. Oh my God. It's one of the world's great things.
And the last one, chicken and waffles. Feature a signature waffle texture and embossment and dual layered cream.
Embossment?
Embossment. Both beveled
and embossed
with sweet and savory flavor notes for a fried chicken and maple syrup flavor in every bite. Again, I don't know about the chicken flavor, but if it was given to me, I would try it. You know what? Because it's Friday and because I want to. You referenced this last segment as we're playing some audio.
You got a little Francesa in the archives here.
Francesa. We can stop and start this whenever you want and just give your commentary.
Okay, which clip do we have here?
This is the NCAA tournament.
Oh, this is the Maryland clip? You found that?
Let's take a listen to it.
At Maryland and Florida State, which you've already had this year, you have, let's see what happened. What happened in those Maryland-Florida State games this year? I don't think it was a vintage Maryland year by any stretch, but I could see them. They didn't play once this year? Oh, Maryland. I'm forgetting Maryland's. You know what? I'm forgetting now. I'm forgetting. Okay. You know what? I'm forgetting. You're right. They wouldn't play.
All right, stop it. Stop it. It's bad enough that we're just going to do a radio segment in New York still at this point, right? I know the reach is a little bit beyond that, but he's catering to a New York audience, as
correct.
He always has.
Yeah.
And we're going to go down and kill 3 to 5 minutes of this show.
This is what they do.
Talking about Maryland and Florida State, and he clearly knows nothing about it.
Boring as hell. However, I'm sure if he were listening to this show,
say, what are we doing? Are we giving away free tacos on the show? Are you talking about Oreo cookies? What are we doing?
That's fine. Criticism for the format or what we do, that's fine. But if you're going to talk about something like that, don't you at least have to know anything about it? Like one thing?
Logically.
It's like he's never even heard of either basketball program and didn't know a single fact about either one.
Well,
so
he's
why
just getting started.
Are you talking about them?
Just getting started.
So, so the bottom line is,
just end it. All right. God forbid you make
going
fun
on?
Of yourself on the air. And say, I clearly don't know what the hell I'm talking about.
Hey, Terps, baby.
Let's go to Johnny in Queens. Then take more calls and do nothing.
Turtle.
But yes, does it go on? It goes on for another minute and a half.
Oh, my
Maryland
God.
Should have been better. They had some injuries. They're hot and cold. You know, their best players, hot and cold.
Great analysis.
So from that standpoint, you know, I could see them. I could see them winning this game. I could see them losing this game.
Is this like a blue book essay question?
This is like a bit.
You just BS
at this point.
Your way through like a final
winning,
exam?
I can see him losing. Their best player sometimes makes shots. Sometimes he doesn't.
Oh, but I mean, what about the injuries?
The injuries they've had?
What about their coaching situation?
Other, I don't think it's, you know, I don't think it's, you know, that big a deal one way. I don't think it's a shocking game one way or the other. I think pretty big things were expected from Maryland this year. They really kind of disappointed. Had a kind of a hot and cold season. Good coach, well coached team. You know,
I don't know who he is.
Obviously, always a lot of expectations there.
But he's good.
They expect good things there all the time. They, you know, they have very high expectations for that program, which you know you would expect. I mean, I think that's reasonable from the standpoint of, you know, week in, week out, what you would expect from that group. But I don't think they had a great year for them. You know, what I was thinking was old time ACC. I'm forgetting Maryland's in the Big Ten now. So, you know, they've moved. So that's why I'm thinking they play each other. They're not in the same league anymore. You forget that Maryland moved. So, bottom line is, I could see that game going one way or the other. I'm not a big Florida State fan. They had a good year. I just don't love them. I never have. So I go either way with that game.
Thank you, Teddy.
Holy sh!
It's like the cannon blast.
Jesus!
Oh
my God!
Oh!
I got radio ears. Not even as bad as you. How do you even take that?
To me, it's not that loud.
So loud. Yeah, because you're deaf. You're deaf. I'm still hanging on. You can't do that. You can't warn a brother when you're going to fire the... When you're going to pop a cap, Teddy.
Oh, my God.
Jeez.
Lefty Drizel is going to have these guys ready to go. They could win. They could lose. they make shots. They miss shots. I don't know. Anyway, the cookie crumbles. You know, I could see it either way.
Back page coming up. Common Man and Timmy.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
You're going to hit a 5-minute slowdown on westbound 270 from 161 to 71 on the north outer belt, and a couple-minute holdup on southbound 71 on the north side between Polaris Parkway and 270. This report is sponsored by Fresh Time Market. Savor summer and save big at Fresh Time Market. Right now, get 80% lean grass-fed ground beef for just $3.99 per pound and fresh raspberries for only 99 cents per pint. Hurry in today and discover even more fresh deals at Fresh Time Market. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Track.
If you know Buckeye football, these two say, hold my beer. The Beat with Austin and Berm.
Sponsored by The Waterworks.
Daily on The Fan's YouTube and wherever you get your podcasts. Your home of the Buckeyes, The Fan.
The Fan Guest Hotline is sponsored by Weston Air Heating and Cooling and Bryant, doing whatever it takes to keep you and your home comfortable. The Fan.
Buckeye Show coming up at the top of the hour. Filling in for the Beamer tonight is Tito. Jeff Thidoff, how you doing, buddy?
Doing well, Common. You look younger, Common Man. You do. I don't know what it is. Is your hair different?
Yeah, the hair's a little bit longer.
Okay, you look younger.
The glasses can hide the pain behind my eyes, too.
Oh, I don't have glasses that are thick enough to hide the pain behind my eyes, but there's no way you could tell. I mean, you look at the badge. People see the badge I've got, which is great video for you. Like, with how young I look there, this guy has no idea.
Look at that whippersnapper.
What's in store for him?
Look at that guy. Man, what happened?
Age, Tim? Life.
Yeah, it's just, you know, two marriages, four kids, four and a half kids that I know of.
I only saw him years later when he was beaten down by life.
Yes.
Although he always looked that way.
Yeah, I mean, you say you show that photo, and I'm not thinking like, now that's an attractive man. Though.
No, I would have been 43, probably. 41, maybe, in that photo.
How old are you now?
55. Double nickels.
I can't drive.
The other day, I can't drive 55 is on. I'm going 45 in the freeway. Very depressing.
you're that guy.
No,
lane too.
No,
jail for you.
No, don't
keep your speed up.
I couldn't go any faster. I'm saying it. I'm driving on the freeway. I can't go faster than 45. I can't drive 55s on the radio.
Oh, I see. Slow down traffic.
Yeah.
That was a great story.
Compelling and rich. Yes, that's fine.
You got the Clippers at home tonight. You know what's going on after the game at the Clippers game tonight?
I seen it.
Joey Chestnut is going to be at the Clippers game tonight, and there's a post-game eating exhibition is what they call it.
They didn't tell us like what exactly the eating exhibition is going to be.
Sometimes I think we don't think enough about how this would sound to someone who's just been dropped down to earth for the first time. I say this with the NFL draft.
Right.
It's like you got a million people standing in a courtyard to watch a grown man come out and read names. There's really nothing else going on, but we're all obsessed with it, right?
Yeah. You see people that are wearing like all these different colors. They're wearing food on their head.
Yeah.
They have their bodies painted, and they don't know anything what's going on other than that they like that person up on that stage.
So just picture you saying, hey, we're going to go to the Clippers game tonight. It's like, oh, it's good. What's the Clippers? Oh, it's baseball. It's an American sport. It's competition. That's wonderful. I'd like to watch that. And then afterwards, we're going to stay because there's a special attraction after the baseball game. Oh, what do? They have fireworks? No. They let you run the bases? No. You get to get autographs with the players? No. You get to watch a grown man stuff his face full of food. But yet somewhere, someone's going tonight just for that.
Yeah, you're right.
They'll probably come in the eighth inning, say, screw the game. I want to watch Joey Chestnut eat Twinkies or whatever the hell he's going to eat.
No, he's going to grab probably a half a hundred Sugardale glizzies that have been cooked about 20 seconds.
Autograph my hot dog.
He's
going to
slide them right down his throat.
My hot dog. I heard it.
That's right. Yeah. Like to watch people stuff their faces, vomit it up, and then eat it back down.
You got another go to jail?
I got plenty of go to jails.
All right, come on.
Let's go, my guys. So this one is a food-related one. We went to a fast cash spot for dinner. Before we ordered, they told us they were out of fries, cheese curds, bacon, custard. So we ordered hamburgers and a new burger taco. They were very short-staffed, and they were taking drive-through orders and DoorDash deliveries while trying to cook all the food. One of the girls working was screaming, "Where are the cheese curds?" as the manager reminded her that they were out. No one could get any shakes or desserts because the custard was out. While we sat there waiting, someone came in and was arguing about their to-go order. We finally got our food. It was good. The onion rings were substituted for the fries. Jalapeno fry sauce on the burger taco hit the spot. Flies then landed on our food as the final disgrace. Jail. So that sounds like a...
Clearly he's talking about a Culver's. I've never experienced a Culver's like that.
Could be a Culver's. I guess it could be a...
Well, who else has curds and custard?
I hope this wasn't a tweet. This seems like a really long tweet.
You got the, I haven't been to the spot yet.
Freddy's?
There's a Freddy's. Yeah, Freddy's is a burgers and custard place,
too. Do they do cheese curds there?
I don't know. I actually don't know. I haven't been there yet. Does
Swenson's do ice cream? I don't think they do, right? They do specialty drinks.
But there's no interior at Swenson's.
There's no interior. Right. You can't go in. Can't go and sit down. Anyway, just go to Stacked then. The Timmy Eats a Burger, our first burger thing aired at 5.
They're not in the area. Did you hear it, by the way?
I heard that, yeah.
Did you like it?
I got to deal with that now.
Deal with what?
That noise?
What are you talking about?
Oh, I should have noise my headphones.
I meant, did you hear Timmy go to the burger place?
No,
did you listen to Timmy Eats a Burger?
I didn't listen to Eats a Burger.
At 5 o'clock. Yeah,
no, I'm sorry, I missed that.
He went to a delicious place.
What's the name of the place?
Stacked Burger Co.
Where was the first one?
It's in Worthington Woods.
And it's really good?
Oh, it's fantastic.
Delicious.
Yeah.
You've had it too?
I have, yeah.
4.9 on Google. And
what is it on?
The
on
video
Timmy?
Is out there. It's on. It'll be on our YouTube page. It'll be on YouTube as well to just watch the burger segment. The size of their smash patties. I mean, they are like so far outside the bun. I mean, I had the barbecue bacon burger there, which a lot of burger spots do that style.
And that's what I had.
You
when
had
I
that
went there too.
It was
delicious.
Everything on their menu looks good.
Your
they
JT
do floats
stuff was pretty
there.
Good. The JT stuff you do? I got the poppers.
Thanks, yeah. JT's does awesome stuff. They got the Pizza of the Month going on.
Right, yeah. I did do the cheeseburger pizza.
Cheeseburger pizza this month, which I've
poppers.
Had.
I did the poppers.
Yeah, the jalapeno poppers
they were
are
really good.
Well, you can't go wrong with one of those. They got their house ranch sauce.
Yes, it was good stuff.
Is that a cheddar cheese popper or a cream cheese popper?
Cream cheese popper.
Now you're scratching
the video. From the video, I know.
Chef Paul knows what he's doing.
When I picked up my food, I asked the guy, are you the manager? Because I saw you in a video with Timmy. He said no. He just looked like the manager. So,
he was there. Paul was there.
No, it wasn't Paul. He looked like Paul.
They have a Paul lookalike. I haven't seen that guy.
Man, again, you're batting 1,000 with the stories today. So I went in. I said, hey, I saw you in the video.
No, I just wanted to know. I watched the video. I watched the stuff. It was good.
What do you have?
Back
to say?
Page hit it.
The back page.
Sponsored by Care Heating and Cooling. When you need a company you can trust, call 1-800-COOLING.
Hey, don't blame Tito for ruining the show and possibly the entire evening, okay?
Whatever.
It's fine.
Fine.
That's Here's
fine.
Another jail sentence here from the burner phone. My guys, jail sentence goes to the house next to Hayes High School that still has a 3-foot-tall plastic Santa on the front of the yard.
At this point,
I just leave it up.
No, you don't take it down now. You got to go all the way.
Still, the best one that I've seen is one of Jack's buddies, his house. We're dropping him off there a couple months ago, and I noticed one of those like 6-foot-tall nutcracker figurines. It's just standing right in like the narrow window by the door. I'm like, buddy, why do you have the nutcracker? They're like, well, we don't have a blind for that window. And that's the only thing that's tall enough in our house to cover it up. Like, so why don't you just get a blind?
You want to hand these people some money?
It's a beautiful house. Wow. Like, it's a gorgeous house. But there's just it's creepy, too. It's like Purdue Pete. It's just like staring at you right through the window. It's a nutcracker with like the dark black eyes. Terrifying.
Buckeye Show is coming up. What's coming up on the Buckeye Show? I forgot to ask you.
That's right. We're going
to
talk about the NFL last night. The Buckeyes that played in the NFL preseason last night. Got some news on that.
Buckeye Show with Tito and Pat Murphy coming up next. We'll see you on Monday. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got slower traffic on eastbound 270 on the north outer belt between 315 and 71. And watch for some holdup on westbound 70 downtown between the 71 East Split and Livingston Avenue. This report is sponsored by Vision Zero Columbus. Serious crashes on Columbus streets cause permanent physical, financial, emotional, and property damage. Vision Zero is changing that through roadway redesign and a commitment to zero traffic deaths. Find out how at columbus.gov/VisionZero. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.